KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Commercial that shows, juicy Big Mac on TV or pizza. So people with anorexia kind of have the opposite. They have to kind of reawaken their appetite. It's been suggested in some studies that zinc may play a role in reawakening appetite. But I'm not sure that there have been a lot of rigorous studies about that. But, you know, obviously people who dramatically restrict their food intake may be deficient in certain key nutrients. And zinc is one of the things that has to do with one's ability to taste. Zinc deficient people lose the ability to taste things properly. So zinc could potentially help. There's also certain supplements that promote appetite, and they do so by relaxing the GI tract. So it's possible that certain things may do that. Things like peppermint, ginger, but not so much the things that you're mentioning. I mean, I don't know where that information comes from, that there's some suggestion that bitter melon could be helpful. Bitter melon's helpful for potentially for diabetes, but, you know, you would think that might be the opposite kind of problem, is that people who have type 2 diabetes, in order to curtail appetite, they might take bitter melon. So that actually might push you in the wrong direction. But certain herbs that have a stomach-settling effect, gentian is one of those, various forms of bitters or carminative herbs may have a good effect on the GI tract, kind of relaxing the stomach. I know that sometimes I get a type of indigestion where I feel my stomach is all knotted up. You know, this happens sometimes if I'm traveling or if I'm very, very busy. My stomach knots up. This is rare. It maybe happens, you know, once or twice a year. And if I'm traveling, I find myself a bar, and I ask the barman, or woman, for some Angostura bitters. It's a type of bitters that's used to make mixed drinks like Manhattans. And I say, just give me some bitters and soda. And what the bitters do is they have a very nice relaxing effect on my stomach. The knot unties. And within an hour or so, my appetite returns. So that is a potential solution. Although I got to say that, you know, it's not so much about what supplements or herbs you take. It's about the kind of rejiggering that you get in terms of your psychological attitudes towards eating. And it requires, I think, real specialists to unravel kind of the complicated mental outlook that promotes this aberrant way of eating. So, you know, I don't think it's appropriate to just say, oh, you know, I have anorexia or you've got eating disorder, just go online, find out what herbs are helpful, take these herbs. You need kind of a comprehensive approach to address it, because it's a very serious condition. It can really be health impairing and even life threatening. And you need to get proper professional help from an expert. Folks, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure. It's the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. I just love this stuff. I think the science behind it is very compelling. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway, because if we age, our cells build up damage, and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure works by restoring your energy at the source. It's a clinically validated solution. It's backed by over 15 years of research. And the research is, I've reviewed it, it's very impressive. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it, and I feel stronger and more energized. And most significantly, my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, and they also have information about how it supports the immune system. Lately, big study. So I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman. Special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners, 20% off MitoPure via timeline.com/Hoffman. use coupon code Hoffman at checkout. This item, and there's I guess, what is this on? This is on TV now. It's coming to a screen near you. UK's Channel 4 has a documentary called Analyzing Hitler's DNA. And the notion is, I never knew this is the case. They say that they're not even sure that Hitler really committed suicide. There's all these kind of conspiracy theories that somehow he was spirited away and they burned somebody else's body in those final days in Berlin outside his bunker. And they never really found his remains, but they assure us that he did himself in. He took poison, he shot himself. Okay. I didn't know this, but they say that there's a blood-soaked piece of fabric cut from the sofa on which Hitler shot himself in 1945, and it now resides in a U.S. museum. And it's in Gettysburg, of all places. There's the Gettysburg Museum scored this blood-soaked piece of fabric that is alleged to be from Hitler. And now with modern DNA analysis techniques, they can analyze Hitler's DNA. Okay? And so they've done a TV special. It's entitled Hitler's DNA, Blueprint of a Dictator. And so there's a problem with this, though, because the idea here is that, you know, is DNA really dispositive when it comes to your personality and who the type of person you're going to become? And so the claims here is that he's got some DNA that's associated with schizophrenia. He has some DNA that's associated with autism, and et cetera, et cetera. And so he was a bad seed. That's the idea, is that he was genetically programmed to kill tens of millions of people. And, oh, by the way, they say that the DNA reveals that Hitler did not have a Jewish grandfather, as is sometimes rumored. Okay? All right. So one thing we can disprove from that, that's fairly straightforward. But here's an interesting fact. You might say that Hitler was a classic psychopath. A psychopath is a person without empathy, a person without any compassion, a person who's highly aggressive and experiences no remorse at committing horrible acts of violence. That's one of the definitions of a psychopathy or psychopathy. The concordance of psychopathy among identical twins, you might imagine if one twin is a psychopath, what's the likelihood that the other twin is going to be a psychopath? They are identical. They have the same DNA. It's only 33%. So what this effort does is it undermines the notion that people have a free will, that circumstances shape one's life. It's about environment. It's about his childhood, you know, bad upbringing, a very, very abusive father, economic circumstances, crazy historical situation in Germany. All these things brought Hitler to power, not his chromosomes. It's really genetic determinism. It's not so much the genes that make us do things, especially when it comes to our psychology. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition, Cogumin SLCP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. Cogumin SLPC is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier where it helps protect brain tissue. Magtine may support healthy cognitive function, learning, and memory. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega-3 oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all-natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And by calling that number, you will be prompted to record a question, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
I have a pacemaker, and I had a battery put in. And I told them not to give me anesthesia or put me out because it was put in 11 years ago and I was awake and I had no problem. They did put me out, and now I seem to have memory loss, and I'm wondering if that could have caused it. Thank you.
Okay, so can anesthesia cause memory loss? And the answer is that yes, and certainly when it comes to short-term memory, that's what anesthesia is supposed to do. If you're about to undergo a painful or uncomfortable procedure, you're supposed to wake up and not remember anything. And indeed, that was the case. I recently had a colonoscopy. Everything turned out fine. The anesthesia was so effective that I had no recollection at all of anything. And in fact, I commented to the anesthesiologist. I said, hey, can you get me some of this stuff? Because I'd like to take it from an next plane flight. When we take off, I'd like to take it. And then you can give me the reverse, it's the medication reverses it. It's called Versed, interestingly. Versed wakes you up and, you know, you feel pretty good, you know, not very hungover. And you don't remember a thing. But there can be long-term memory loss from anesthesia. And it depends on the anesthesia. You know, the deeper the anesthesia, the more prolonged the anesthesia, the more likely you are to have longer-term after effects. But this raises a concern because it is said that people who have long-term amnesia or memory problems after anesthesia, that may unmask some cognitive issues, some underlying susceptibility to cognitive decline. And this is indeed the case for, you know, older people take sleep medications. Younger people take sleep medications, they're fine. Older people who are a little bit on the verge of, mild cognitive impairment, MCI, when they take even milder sleep medications, their memory is more affected. So it kind of speaks to the robustness of your cognitive reserve. It's likely to abate. I wouldn't worry too much about it. I mean, certainly anxiety is only going to make it worse because anxiety clouds the memory. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll be back with more of your features on Intelligent Medicine.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. ISSY is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. ISSY is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get ISSY, I-S-S-E, really, ISSY.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's me, your manhood. Remember when we used to crush workouts and still have energy left over? Ever since we turned 40, I've been feeling neglected. Testosterone levels just aren't what they used to be. What do you say you give me a boost with NuGenix Total T2?
America's most trusted testosterone-boosting brand is back with even more man-boosting power. NuGenix Total T2, crafted with a unique new formula that combines the ultimate free and total testosterone booster with a powerful nitric oxide booster that starts working in just 3 hours with continued benefits over time. Feel like a new man, leaner, stronger, with more energy and drive.
Oh, yeah, we are so back!
Text BEAT to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix Total T2. We'll even throw in a bottle of NuGenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever. That's BEAT to 215215. BEAT to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And when it comes to melanoma, melanoma is a potentially deadly skin cancer, and it is associated with sun exposure. We think of sun as a major contributor to the risk of melanoma in countries which are relatively tropical, where people have migrated from Northern Europe, from Scotland, Ireland, the UK, Scandinavia, places like Australia. There's a surging incidence of melanoma because there's a lot of sun in places like that. Same thing in the south of the United States, particularly the southwest. So they did a study on the factors that increase the risk of melanoma in Pennsylvania. Okay, the research was done at Penn State College of Medicine. And At first, they suspected that sunlight exposure was going to be the predominating precipitant of melanoma. They say the usual suspect sunlight was considered as a part of the study, but even after adjusting for ultraviolet radiation in Pennsylvania and socioeconomic factors, two patterns stood out. Counties with more cultivated cropland and those with higher herbicide use had significantly higher melanoma rates. So I guess, you know, maybe Pennsylvania is a good place to do this in because there are parts of Pennsylvania where I guess the Amish are, you know, certain sects, and they don't use a lot of pesticides and herbicides. They're more to, I guess, natural agriculture. And then there's more conventional agriculture alongside. And they found that for every 10% increase in the amount of cultivated land, melanoma incidence rose by 14% throughout that region. So not just among the farmers themselves, but it was a regional effect. And this is kind of in parallel with a study we talked about recently that associated proximity to golf courses with the incidence of Parkinson's disease. Why is that? How do you keep the grass so green? You pour a lot of herbicides and pesticides onto the turf. And so not just the golfers, but people in the neighborhood, via their groundwater exposure, may be exposed to higher levels of chemicals. So the researcher says that exposure isn't limited to the agricultural workers applying the chemicals, as the materials can drift through the air, settle in household dust, and seep into water supplies. So a tandem study kind of also speaks to that issue. A lot of infertility these days, and sometimes it's about the male partner. A study entitled Male Partner Pesticide Residue Exposure from Fruit and Vegetable Intake in Relation to Outcomes of Infertility Treatment. And what they found, you know, they said, well, eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, okay, but eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables that are conventional, not organic, you're going to get a lot of exposure to herbicides and pesticides. So they say intake of fruits and vegetables with high pesticide residue was inversely associated with fertilization rate. In other words, higher intake of fresh fruits and vegetables with a high pesticide residue, lower likelihood of fertilization, greater likelihood of infertility, in other words. So, yeah, something's happening here, and it certainly suggests that the environment, a polluted environment, has some real negative consequences. Folks, I've always considered CoQ10 to be one of my supplements. I support my mitochondria in a variety of ways, and NT Factor is one of them, but so too is CoQ10. It's a powerful 1-2 punch for your mitochondria. Not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal, however. Many brands fail to deliver the full benefits, but new research, and I've reviewed it, shows that NT Factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. And that's why Nutritional Therapeutics teamed CoQ10 with NT Factor lipids to create a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes. Because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. I don't go a day without NT Factor. And I recommend it to my listeners and patients together with CoQ10. It's a powerful combination that helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue, as well as slows the aging process itself. For a limited time, buy one bottle of NT Factor with CoQ10 and get a second bottle free. That's what they call a BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary CoQ10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT Factor with CoQ10. And while we're talking about supplements, folks, this holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements. It's a great time to stock up with our 10% off Black Friday offer. You'll get 10% off in free shipping site-wide at DearHoffmanStore.com, where you can find all supplements, high-quality supplements that we talk about here on this program. These are the very same supplements that I take and have prescribed to my patients. So, DeerHoffmanStore.com, starting Black Friday, November 28th through Tuesday, December 2nd. All right, this item, and this has relevance to people who take smoothies, and I take smoothies. I am a big fan of smoothies that contain whey protein, and then I throw in a variety of things. I throw in some anti-factor. I throw in some urolithin A, that's the MitoPure product in powder form, and I throw in some creatine. Obviously, there's some there's a source of protein, whey protein, and then, you know, any number of additional things. I like these days Flavonatural cocoa powder for not just flavor but also to deliver polyphenols. Now, a lot of people, when they make smoothies, they like to throw in a banana because banana makes a smoothie kind of frothy and it tastes good. And there's a problem. There's a problem according to research published in the Royal Society of Chemistry's journal Food and Function. And we talked about it here. Bananas may sabotage your smoothie superpowers by destroying key heart-healthy compounds. Bananas, it turns out, deliver something called polyphenol oxidase, which destroys the polyphenol content in your smoothie. Now, the polyphenol oxidase is a feature of fruits like apples and bananas and even avocados that brown. And when they brown, that's a signature that they contain polyphenol oxidase. The browning occurs when polyphenol oxidase reacts with oxygen after the fruit is cut or bruised. Okay, because you know how it is when you cut into an apple or an avocado or a banana, and storing bananas for too long, they turn brown. It turns out that the polyphenol oxidase may vitiate the benefits of all those healthy flavanols, whether you put in, I sometimes put in matcha, green tea contains polyphenols, sometimes I'll use the Flavonaturals. Sometimes I'll use berries, which are rich in polyphenols. Well, if you put a banana in there, it's going to decrease the level of the flavanols in the smoothie and the levels of flavanol observed in the body. By how much? According to the research, by as much as 84% lower flavanol levels compared to those who took a control beverage. So, I'm not saying that it's 100%. But if you want full benefit of your polyphenols, see, I'm even reconsidering, should I put in avocados? I really like avocados, and they're less sweet and caloric than bananas, but they also have some polyphenol oxidase activity. Could they be somewhat interfering with the uptake of the beneficial flavanols that I include in my smoothie? I don't know. I have to put that on hold because I still enjoy putting a half an avocado into my smoothie because it thickens it, provides with a little more body. I like the nutrients that I'm getting from the avocado. I think avocado is extremely healthy, rich in vitamin E and fiber. So, but they say if you enjoy smoothies, it may be best not to mix them with bananas because the bananas could interfere. News that you can use, hopefully, as you prepare your protein smoothie. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of intelligent medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever Urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
2.8 million dollars to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. One of my recent articles in our newsletter, you can subscribe to our newsletter by going to drhoffman.com, and it'll prompt you to enter your email, and we'll send our newsletter into your inbox each week for free. I like to write about stuff, and one of the things that caught my attention was that statistics are showing that kids' intelligence is declining. It's going in reverse, and there are a variety of reasons for it, some of which are dietary, some of which are environmental, some of which relate to sleep deprivation. But a major reason is that we're changing kids' brains with screens. And screens change the way that our brains develop, especially with early exposure and incessant doom scrolling. We're seeing a change in consciousness, just different than previous generations. Previous generations had more patience and fortitude. They would sit and read a book by candlelight. Then came TV, which is a big distractor. And then came the internet. And then came what are called SFVs, short form videos. And these are the kind of things that you see on TikTok and increasingly on YouTube and Facebook. They've accelerated, and I mean that literally and figuratively, they've accelerated in use, and they've also accelerated in speed, and they just keep dishing them out to you, short form stuff. And it's not like the podcasts that I do, because the podcasts that I do, ordinarily they're, you know, 45 minutes or an hour, and you kind of have to sit there and theater of the mind, you know, you listen, you imagine. But these are things that last for mere seconds, and then they hit you with another, and then another, and then another. Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, and now a feature on Facebook. Facebook trying to keep up with TikTok. So what they say here is short-form videos are increasingly used in education, political campaigns, advertising, and consumerism. Yet their design, characterized by endless scrolling interfaces, because they just keep dishing up more. They use an algorithm just to dish up, you know, what are you looking at and you want to see more? You know, like, oh, you clicked on that. Okay, we'll give you some more. We'll feed you some more. We'll feed you some more. Has raised concerns about addiction and negative health implications. So they did a study on that. They actually looked at 71 different studies and did a meta-analysis synthesizing 71 studies. And what they found is that 71 studies reveal that greater engagement with these platforms makes you dumber. It is associated with poor cognitive and mental health in both youths and adults. And so they say that relatively few studies examine cognitive domains beyond attention and inhibitory control. Well, inhibitory control goes out the window because these really enhance impulsivity, and restraint and patience are not what these things are about. Total number of participants, 98,299 participants across 71 studies. It was found that short-form video use was associated with poor cognition and inhibitory control, so as well as poor mental health. So not good. Not a good sign for the future. All right. Burnout among doctors. Okay, so this is actually something that I faced during my career. There were times where I felt really overwhelmed. I mean, I was working crazy, crazy hours, especially during my training, but also during my private practice years, many, many, many hours. And it was hard to maintain balance. And there's just a point of overload. And especially physicians who are empathic and can suffer from what's called compassion overload. They identify so much with the suffering of their patients, they're not walled off from it, and they are more prone to burnout. Estimates are that upwards of 40% of physicians suffer from clinical burnout in the United States. And so what they would have us do, and there are various programs during my professional career, they would have us go to seminars where they would teach us, you know, to meditate, how to cope, ways of reducing the risk of burnout, basically developing some degree of resilience to the demands of being a physician. And these programs were well-meaning. They were designed to help physicians deal with the workload. So they did a study. They compared the resilience and burnout among physicians and the general U.S. working population. And what they found is that actually physicians are more resilient than people in the general working population. And the implication of this is that their burnout rates are higher, but they're more resilient, suggesting that it is the external circumstances of medicine that push towards burnout. And so all this talk about, oh, you should meditate, oh, you should learn relaxation techniques, you should do more yoga. No, it's the system is broken. The system of extraordinary demands, reduced prestige and salaries, increased bureaucratic interference, more reliance on computers, more requirements to meet insurance needs. These are the things that are breaking the spirit of physicians. They are indeed very resilient, but it's the system that needs changing. 877-726-8255 is our number. Remember our Black Friday sale, DierhoffmanStore.com, 10% off. Also, you can take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Follow our podcast via your favorite podcast platform and get new episodes every weekday. Also, follow yours truly. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, now called X, for the latest health news and fully vetted product recommendations. Subscribe to our Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles. And have yourself a safe and healthy Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DierhoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DierhoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DierhoffmanStore.com. DierhoffmanStore.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness value.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Clock is ticking toward President Trump's deadline for Iran to reopen the all-important Strait of Hormuz. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On Saturday, the president set a 48-hour deadline for Iran to fully reopen the vital waterway, or the United States would, in his words, obliterate Iran's power plants. In response, Iran warned that the Strait of Hormuz would be completely closed immediately if the U.S. followed through on Donald Trump's threat. A day before the president gave his ultimatum, he said he was considering winding down military operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says if TSA workers don't get paid soon, even more likely to not show up for work.
As we look forward to Friday, that's when the next paycheck should come. And if this Homeland Security funding isn't resolved, I think you're going to see more TSA agents as we come to Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. They're going to quit or they're not going to show up.
Duffy says he thinks there will be a deal to pay TSA workers sooner rather than later.
It's hard for these individuals already to make their ends meet, but without getting paychecks, it's even that much more challenging. And so they're going to take other jobs to put food on the table and pay the rent. So I do think it's going to get much worse. And as it gets worse, I think that puts pressure on the Congress to come to a resolution.
That audio courtesy of ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos. Savannah Guthrie renewing pleas to her neighbors, friends, and other residents in Tucson to jog their memories in hopes of sparking new leads in the disappearance of her mother, Nancy. The Today Show co-host posting a new family statement on her Instagram account earlier Sunday. That came just a few hours after the show's Instagram account had shared it. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Good news across America. Cigarette smoking has drastically decreased. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
Cigarette smoking reached a historic low of about 9.9% among adults in 2024, down from 10.8% in 2023. This marks the first time smoking rates have fallen to single digits. The decline reflects ongoing effort by public health officials to reduce tobacco use, and reach a goal of lowering adult smoking rates to 6.1% by 2030.
Now, despite the good news and the decline of smoking, though, approximately 25 million Americans still smoke. A jury finding Elon Musk liable for defrauding investors by deliberately driving down Twitter's stock price in the months leading up to his acquisition of the company for $44 billion, but it absolved him of some of the fraud allegations in the case. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Allergy season is upon us, bringing the runny noses, itchy eyes, and sneezing and all that.
The good news is that treatments for seasonal allergies have become more effective in recent years. Pollen trackers, like the one maintained by the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, can help people limit exposure. Experts also recommend masks and over-the-counter medications. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America issues an annual ranking of the most challenging cities to live in if you have allergies. This year, the top five cities are Boise, Idaho, San Diego, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Provo, Utah, and Rochester, New York. John Scott reporting.
Hawaii has been suffering its worst flooding in more than 20 years. Very heavy rains falling on soil already saturated by downpours from a winter storm last week. Officials say the damage could go beyond $1 billion. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Get ready for spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College, building 4,000 and 4,500. Choose three 40-minute sessions on topics like composting, garden bugs, seeds, and starting plants from cutting. Bring a soil sample for on-site analysis and healthy cuttings for a plant swap. Cost is only $5 for materials and seeds. For more information, email mastergardener at shastacollege.edu or call 530-242-2219.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
Day. When they come out, there's some pretty interesting stuff out there. And CZ, of course, has been making guns for a long time. And Dan Wesson has been making really good stuff for quite a long time. And their 1911s are really good, but they've got some other things that are pretty cool. So I was kind of looking at that, looking at different pistols and thinking, yeah, there's some high-end things. And then at the same time, I look at Dan and go, yeah, what are you carrying today? A Ruger RXM, $450 worth. And, oh, my gosh, does that thing shoot well. It's not that I thought I would not like it. I just didn't think I was going to be impressed. Because it was another polymer striker-fired gun. And then when I started shooting it, it was like, wow, this is nice. And then you shoot some more, you go, no, this is really nice. And carrying it and going, yeah, this works really well. So it's just one of those. There are sometimes you run across guns that surprise you. The P365 was that way. It's like, wow, what did they do here? SIG knocked it out of the park with that one. The Ruger RXM, I think, is one of those. I think actually the Smith Shield Carry Comp Performance Center version, which I really like, probably is another one of those. Which leads me to thinking about the news stories of the week. We've got somebody that drives into a synagogue that has a school in the middle of it. They're driving through the hallway in there to kill people. The bomb in the car gets out of the car with a rifle. Fortunately, the security people there, civilian citizens, shot him and killed him. Which is, by the way, how you stop a mass murder. People say, how are we going to stop this? Do you mean prevent it? Or do you mean stop it? Because preventing it's a whole different deal. That's a government level, societal, I don't know. But how do you stop somebody when they're in the middle of killing people? You shoot them. It's really that simple. Or, like the ROTC cadets do, you jump them and you stab them to death. But you use extreme violence against them. People always say, oh, violence. Got to be against violence. No, you don't. There's such a thing as good violence. Stopping somebody who's killing children, that's good violence. Shoot them a bunch of times. Stab them a bunch of times. Make them stop doing what they're doing. Toward that end, as you think about the threats that are out there, and not that there haven't always been a chance of multiple attackers, and there are, if you spend any amount of time looking at crime videos online, you'll see a lot of that. And, of course, with a determined terrorist, you may be facing something that's a little bit different. Your average bad guy doesn't have a huge level of commitment. And a terrorist may be there to say, okay, I'm going to keep hurting people as long as I can. The bad guy is like, ooh, first shot, I'm running. I'm out of here. Not expecting any resistance, which works in our favor. As the good guys, when we pull a gun, they might run away. When we fire the first shot, they're almost certainly going to run away. And some people have used that as their reasoning, where they say, okay, I'm only carrying 5 shots in my little stubby revolver. I'm only carrying 7 or 8 shots in my semi-auto, as opposed to 15 or 17. Because when I shoot, they'll probably run away. Okay. Probably. Of course, they're probably not going to attack you in the first place. You're probably never going to need it. You're probably, that probably thing only works so far until it doesn't work anymore. But if you're dealing with one or more people who are there to kill people, and they don't expect to live through it, they don't have any expectation of getting away. And why we have not had teams of them going into malls and shooting them up, although we don't have that many malls anymore, but you know what I'm talking about, places where we gather. Imagine if you did have, this is where you have to use your imagination, and yes, I understand, you're going, well, that's, are you being paranoid? No, I'm just looking at what is. You got 2 to 4 people, and they're there to kill people. There's only one way to stop them. You got to shoot them. That's the only thing that's going to stop them. And as you think about that, you think, okay, well, then what's it going to take to do that? You know, and first of all, you say, well, I'm going to run away. Cool. Whatever you want to do. I have a question. And I don't know the answer, okay? So there's no right or wrong on this. But the question is this. Do we, each of us, have a duty to all of us? This is not like just picking up trash on the side of the road. You know, if there's a child, you got an infant in the middle of the road and cars are driving around, and you stop your car in the middle of the road and you get out and pick up that child. Most of us would do that. You got somebody who's there to kill people. Do we, it's a real question, do we have a duty to stop that person? Do we have a duty to put ourselves in harm's way? Understanding that you're risking yourself and risking grief and horror to your family should you not make it back home. As I say, there's no right answer here. I don't know how you address it, but it's something I think about. It's like, okay, do I have a duty? Maybe it's my Boy Scout upbringing. I don't know. But I think I do. Particularly because I know how to use a gun. I make it a point to always carry a gun. When I walk out of the house, there's one on my hip every time. And I know what to do with it. Part of it is figuring out who you are, I think. If I talk about that occasionally, when you look in the mirror or when you think about yourself or you think about how do I want to be perceived or who am I? Am I a runaway guy? Am I a person who would save other people? I don't know. Right or wrong, I don't know that there is an answer there. I just know where I have figured it out, where I am on that. And it completely depends upon the situation. But if the situation dictates it, I know that I am prepared from an equipment standpoint, from a mental standpoint, from a skills standpoint, to do that. So when we come back, I want to tell you about a way that you can get prepared, a way that makes it easy, a way where you can get so much better very quickly without firing a single round of ammunition. We'll be right back.
One rifle, every reason. The Ruger American Gen 2 is your go-anywhere, do-everything bolt gun. Available in multiple calibers with a smooth bolt, crisp trigger, and modern ergonomics. This is the rifle you grab whether it's deer camp, the Back 40, or a quick trip to the range. Accurate, affordable, American. The Ruger American Gen 2. Your hunt starts here.
EOTech is the leader in electro-optics technology. Check out their new EXPS3 HD holographic weapon sight. It includes an all-aluminum housing and enhanced field of view. The EXPS3 HD features a programmable sleep mode with shake-awake technology and an auto-brightness mode to adapt to any lighting conditions. A rotary dial provides daytime and night vision settings, as well as an auto-bright and off position. To see this product, check out EOTechInc.com.
Black Hills Ammo is now loading a 300 PRC round with a high VC Hornady 225 grain ELD match projectile. The 300 PRC design eliminated the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increased the body diameter. The result is increased powder capacity and a nearly 150 feet per second velocity increase to 2800 FPS. The 300 PRC 225 ELD match provides superior capability on distant targets. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Owning, shooting, and carrying firearms is your responsibility. Range Ready Studios offers gun training classes taught by top-level instructors with real-world experience. Range Ready delivers basic and advanced classes for pistol and rifle. We also offer a ladies-only handgun course. All these training classes at Range Ready prepare you to use your gun and win the fight. Find us at RangeReadyStudios.com to learn more.
Tiny footprint, max capacity. Meet the Ruger LCP Max, now with a manual safety for those who like that extra layer of control. It's chambered in 380, fits just about anywhere, and still brings serious firepower with a 10+1 capacity. Add in that crisp trigger and low recoil, and you've got one smooth little carry piece. The LCP Max. Carry light. Live ready.
Here, Tom Gresham. It's Gun Talk, 866-TALK-GUN or Tom Talk Gun. We're going to take Joe for a second, for a minute, and then I'll tell you my secret to getting better at shooting without firing a shot. Joe's online, too, out of Kansas. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I'm hoping that the Moms Demand Action don't get the wrong idea about that Gun Freedom Radio and start their own called Gun Free Zone Radio on NPR.
But you know, anyways, they keep trying to do things like that. Do you know that what happens? Nobody listens because they don't have a message that anybody wants to hear.
I certainly don't. But anyways, with this war on, a lot of people are mad at Trump. Before you turn on Trump, realize that in a sense he pardoned a lot of veterans and senior citizens by restoring their gun rights. And that's everything.
Yes. Let me explain. Yeah, the VA, the Veterans Administration, for many, many years, anytime there was a veteran that came in and he or she needed help with finances, they said, oh, this person is basically incompetent, and then reported that person to the ATF and FBI. So they got listed as a prohibited person. So when they went to buy a gun, they said, oh, no, no, you can't buy a gun. You're on the prohibited list. And this is a list that you are on for the rest of your life. People were prohibited from buying a gun forever because of what the VA was doing. And you're right. Donald Trump now, and with his orders to the VA, said, go in and get this fixed. This is wrong. And he's doing it. So I am so glad you brought that up. That's a really big deal. And it's not gotten a lot of attention. Got swamped by the other news out there. I appreciate you bringing it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, I get it. There's even some people on the conservative side. Yeah, well, Trump this, Trump that. Get over yourself. And I do the same thing. I think, yeah, okay, he drives me crazy with the way he speaks sometimes. And I wish he'd just, you know, instead of, you know, talking for an hour, talk for 10 minutes and say something. And that's just my thing. But when it comes down to what he's actually doing and what he's doing with the Department of Justice, and people go, well, but they didn't do that. Yeah, I know. They didn't do everything you wanted. Great. Okay. So you're going to complain because you only got half of what you wanted instead of zero, which is what you got out of Biden. I mean, come on. Grow up. Be an adult. He's doing terrific stuff. And if we, and here's the danger. Let me put a fine point on it. If we, all of us and each of us, allows ourselves to be gaslighted and somehow backing off of support for Republicans, well, they didn't do everything they're supposed to do. Yeah, really? It's the real world. You know, or Trump. Then we don't go to the polls for the midterms, and we hand the gun banners, a.k.a. the Democrats, a free rein to do whatever they want to do. That would be like the height of silliness, foolishness, childishness, naivete, stupidity for us to not show up in massive numbers in the November elections. Anyway, all right, got that said. Okay, let's go ahead and grab Mike. We'll get him in here, and then I'll say that other thing I was going to say. We got Mike in Winchester, Virginia, and I'm pretty sure I know who Mike is. What'd you say, partner?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I am good. You used to live right here, didn't you?
I did, and I miss you guys, and I miss our range because we don't have it down here, but it's actually Winchester, Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. I'm sorry. Winchester, Tennessee. Right now, that's better than Virginia because Virginia's weird right now. So, yeah, glad you're there.
No, I'm glad I'm here. Hey, listen, a buddy of mine was asking me, he said he heard a rumor from his gun club back in you-know-where of Tacoma, California, that the military ammo 9mm 5.56 was going to be stopped being commercially available because of the war in Iran.
Let's think about that. How much 9mm ammo is being shot right now in Iran? Oh, like none? Zero?
Right.
I don't think it would be because of that, but ammo prices in general could go up. Let's think about that. Because of the components used, particularly the powder, is not because it's being used to make small arms ammo. It's because a lot of the components, nitrocellulose and such, is being used in explosives, artillery shells, and other things like that. So I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I'm seeing prices creep up a little bit. 9mm's gone up about $20 a case for 1,000 rounds recently.
Right.
You know, where's it going to go? I don't know. It's not a bad reason to be buying anyway, but right now, I'm not seeing it, but I do share the concern of, you know, anytime you get into another war, it can drive ammo prices up.
Right, like what happened, you know, a few years back.
Yes, and Jim's saying over on the side, he says, yeah, and is there any downside to buying the ammo now other than you got to pay for it now? No, I'd go ahead and stockpile.
You mean like us smart people that have been stockpiling for years?
Yes, exactly right. Well, when you get back over here, whether it's for a visit or anything else, let me know. We'll get out to the range, okay?
You bet. I miss shooting you, miss talking to you, buddy.
I understand. Appreciate the call, sir. All right, let me address something. I was doing something yesterday, doing some dry fire practice. And when I say dry fire, actually, probably better to call it dry practice because I put on a different holster, different gun that I'm going to be using, and I'm drawing and shooting and not necessarily trying for speed, but trying for efficient, effective motion, trying to make sure I get a good firing grip on the gun while it's in the holster and coming out and pressing out. And so that, and working on, one of the things I was working on was start to make contact with the trigger as soon as the gun goes level. Yeah, I'm putting my finger on the trigger. As soon as the gun comes out of the holster and it comes up and it's pointing level, like straight out ahead of me, I got my finger on the trigger. Why wouldn't you? You may have to shoot from that position. And then as I press the arms out and push the gun in front of me, I'm coming in with pressure on the trigger and working to time it so that when I hit full extension, the gun goes bang. Because when I hit full extension, I should be on the sights or on the dot, if that's what you're using. And why would you wait after that? If you're already on the target, go ahead and make the gun go bang. So I'm putting pressure on the trigger as I go out. I was thinking about the value of that. And it's expensive to go out and shoot. I get it. I mean, let me throw out an analogy for you. How much do you have to think about opening your refrigerator door and reaching in and getting a carton of milk? You don't think about it at all. You can do it in your sleep. You can do it while you're having a conversation. Why? Because you've done it thousands of times. Well, what if you did this practice draw stroke? Let's just make it 1,000 times. How long would it take you to practice that? Well, it takes no time at all to do 50 or 100. You could do that in a few minutes. And then in the course of a few weeks, 2, 3, 4 weeks, you've done 1,000. And then if you make it a habit, you've done it 10,000. And now you are so much better, and you still haven't gone to the range to shoot. And when you go out to shoot, you're going to go, wow, that really works. Question for you, why are you not doing that? I don't know. I know I'm going to start doing it a whole lot more.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at kcnr1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Spring is almost here, so wake up that garden and get growing with Grange Co-op's Spring Roundup Sale, happening now through March 29th. Jump on big-time savings. Buy 2, get 1 free blueberries, 20% off vegetable jumbo packs, and score 3 free chicks per family when you buy a 40 or 50-pound bag of Rogue poultry feed. From fresh blooms to happy pets, Grange Co-op has everything you need to kick off the season right. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at grangecoop.com.
The brutal murder of Lakin Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Lakin did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, issy.com.
right, welcome back. I'm Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk. Of course, you can give me a call anytime, 866-TALK-GUN or Tom-TALK-GUN. Either one works, same number, just different ways of remembering it. If you use a semi-automatic pistol, for that matter, or a semi-automatic rifle, but thinking pistols particularly, you got magazines. You use magazines. And I think it's an area that we don't really give enough thought to. And you've heard me say, look, if you got a problem with your gun that's not running, there's a fairly good chance it's a problem with your magazine. And that's one of the reasons we carry extra magazines. And you really ought to get good magazines. Well, this week I was able to grab somebody from a company that makes hundreds of millions of magazines. Here's that interview. All right, right now we're talking with David Larson. He's a national sales manager of MechGar. You probably know the company, or if you don't, you probably have used their product. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Okay, so MechGar, maker of magazines. And on one hand, people will say, yeah, what's the big deal? On the other hand, there is so much more to this than I ever knew. I got a chance to chat with some of your folks at the SHOT Show. And man, there's just a lot that goes into magazines.
There really is. We've been in business for over 60 years, and during that entire time, we have only made magazines. We haven't ventured out into different products, so we're kind of the experts in magazines, and a lot of the gun companies, they trust us to make their OEM magazines for them. We make them for pretty much every major manufacturer except Glock and HK at this point. Some of them, we even make a majority of their magazines, and you know, we always bring that same quality to our aftermarket magazines as we do to those OEM magazines.
Well, that's what I was saying. Even if people don't know your name, there's a really good chance they have your product in their gun. It just came with the gun from the factory.
That's exactly it. Over 100 million magazines made during that time. Huh. And, yeah, most of the, pretty much all the big players use them, and we are happy that people can use ours and they trust them. And, yeah, militaries around the world also use our magazines.
Wow. All right. So I once was talking to a gun maker, and this is about 20 years ago or so, and they had a new AR-type rifle out, a new caliber. And I said, okay, well, what's the big deal? What makes it hard to do that? He said, oh, it's not hard to build or design a new gun. I said, the hard part is making a magazine that works. It just kind of floored me. I said, I had no idea. He said, oh, no, no. He says, and then I had other gun makers say the same thing. He said, oh, yeah, we can make a gun. He says, but getting a magazine that works, that's the real deal.
Yeah, when it comes to rifle versus pistol magazines are even tougher to make than rifle magazines. Your example of the AR magazine there, you know, only the top, you know, 3 inches or so are actually in the gun, in the magazine well. With a pistol, you have virtually the whole magazine in there. And as you probably know, as you load a magazine, you have cylinders that are trying to roll off of each other to the sides. And so the magazines expand a little bit. So we have to take that expansion into consideration. And there's only a very little amount that those magazines can expand in their design. Also with double stack magazines, you have, you know, the stack of the cartridges, and they need to go seamlessly from a double stack into what is essentially a single stack as the cartridge loads into the pistol there.
So I'd never heard that before. A magazine actually expands when you put it into the gun?
Ever so slightly, as you load it, it expands. Not necessarily as you put it in the gun.
Oh, okay.
The cylinders pushing off each other.
Sure.
Because you have the spring tension coming up from the spring, pushing the follower up. Mm-hmm. And then you have the cartridges at the top of the magazine that aren't able to go higher. So you have that spring tension pushing up. Those cylinders want to roll off each other. So they push out towards the side. So the side of the magazine does expand ever so slightly.
So you have to take that into consideration when you're designing the magazine. All right, you mentioned spring tension, which takes us to probably the most asked question, is do magazine springs take a set? Can I leave my magazine loaded? How do I treat my magazine?
The answer is quite variable. There's magazine springs. They're not only just compressed, but they're also compressed for a certain amount of time. They get magazine springs more wear out more, pretty much any spring, the more times that you compress and uncompress it, not necessarily as compressing it and keeping it compressed. But there's also a range in there of how much it's able to, you know, compress and stretch. Our biggest suggestion is to replace the mag, you know, do kind of what a lot of police officers do, police departments, is if it's like a concealed carry firearm, use the magazine for a month, have it loaded, and then rotate through magazines, have it unloaded, and even sometimes people take the floor plates off so the spring can fully decompress for about 2 months, and then you go put it back into circulation after that third month and just kind of rotate magazines like that. Then you have competition shooters where they may change their springs a couple times a year because they're using their magazines so much.
So the loading and unloading, basically compressing and decompressing the spring is really what puts the wear on it.
Correct. One other thing that comes to malfunctions that we see a lot is that we'll get people contacting us. I have multiple magazines, and they're just not loading like they are. Cartridges are getting hung up as we're loading it. And one of the first questions is, how many rounds have you put through that pistol since the recoil spring was last replaced? Those last usually about 3,000 to 5,000 rounds. They sometimes can last shorter or longer, just anything. But as it starts to wear out, the speed the slide moves changes, and that can cause the issues that they're having. And it's especially telling if they're having problems with multiple magazines that all happen at about the same time.
And in fact, yes, one of the things when we go to a class like Gunsight or something, and we're taking a whole bunch of magazines, I tell my friends, I say, number your mags. Because if you start having problems, you need to know, is it that one mag or is it all of them? And if it's that one mag, then we need to take it out of rotation because it's not going to heal itself, is it?
No, it's not. At that point, if it's just one magazine, it is probably the magazine spring that needs to be replaced. But before people go and replace, five or six magazine springs, I tell them I'll gladly sell you these parts, but I would try an expensive recoil spring, replace that first, see if that fixes your issue, and you can save some money and get your gun going again.
When you guys, and I'm sure you get manufacturers who come to you and say, okay, we got a new gun, and we need a magazine for it. What goes into designing that? I mean, it's just this whole bunch of little details.
A lot of that is out of the purview of my job here. That goes over to the engineers over in Italy, where it's mainly an Italian company. All the engineering and manufacturing is done over in Italy, has been for the entire time that we've been a company. So that mainly goes over to them to handle. And their engineers work back and forth with the design of the magazine, updates, changes. And quite a bit goes into it, especially getting the cartridges to on double stacks to go up and load in correctly, as I mentioned before.
Right. You got feed lip issues. I mean, and if those get bent, you've got obviously an issue with that. But just, and we've all seen it where you put cartridges in a pistol magazine, and you look at it, and the nose of the round is pointing downward, and you're going, well, that's not right. That's not going to feed right. And that's got to be, now you're talking spring and follower and feed lips. There's just a lot of little things that have to come together.
There's that, but also sometimes that's kind of way it's designed, and the cartridge will kind of tip up as it's loading into the gun, as the slide's pushing it forwards, too. It's a lot that really kind of comes together in engineering, and I'm not an engineer myself, and some of it really just kind of blows me away of what they have to think of when they're designing this, going back and forth between, Mechgar's engineers and then the firearm manufacturer's engineers.
So what kind of pistols do you make mags for? I mean, is it pretty much everything on the market?
Most pistols on the market, I can't really talk specifically the OEM stuff. Not allowed to talk about a lot of
sure,
stuff.
I understand
but
that.
For aftermarket, our biggest things are we offer quite a few CZ magazines, Beretta magazines. We just came out with a line of Glock-compatible magazines that ours hold 18 rounds.
No kidding.
Flush fit to the gun. We have an 18-round 2011 magazine, so it holds an extra round. That's still flush fit to the gun.
Well, that's cool. And, of course, you've been making regular 1911 mags forever.
Oh, quite a bit, yes. We offer so many different styles of those, both single stack and double stack. But with it's interesting when it comes back to the double stack 1911s because you kind of started with Per Ordnance 25 years ago.
Yeah, way back when it was a Canadian company.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm not too familiar with the history on that. But now when people call up and they're asking, hey, I need a double stack 1911 magazine, I need to kind of ask, like, is it a Paris style that you have, a Bull style, a 2011 style, or does it use a Glock style magazine? Because manufacturers have made double stack 1911s with all those style of magazines, and there's so many manufacturers making them now that it sometimes gets a little challenging to help the customers out here, but we're able to do it.
I would imagine. And now, the Medgar, your company, you're in Connecticut right now.
Correct. The USA division of Medgar is in Connecticut.
Okay, but they're made in Italy.
Correct.
Okay. So do you sell direct, or what's, you know, if somebody says, okay, this sounds interesting, I like how this guy sounds, I like the sound of the product, can you sell direct, or do they need to go through, like, online or gun stores?
Direct, they could go right to mechgar.com, that's mech-gar.com, we have a dash in the middle there, and the magazines we make for OEM customers, some of them, they realize the quality of magazines we make, so they have our name on the side of that. Hmm. So if it's an OEM magazine, we're unfortunately not able to sell it ourselves due to the manufacturing agreements.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a pretty large line of aftermarket magazines that we're continually growing.
So, all right, I mean, for a lot of us, we look at it and go, okay, magazines seems like something that's fairly boring, but at the same time, there's always something new out there. So what, as you look down the road, what's interesting, what's new, what do we look at with magazines? Is it always more capacity or what?
Well, it's more capacity. It's also functionality. There are some magazines out there that are known to be lower quality, don't function as well, especially after the 1990s magazine restrictions throughout the entire country. There are some companies just before that restriction went into place, they were making aftermarket magazines of very low quality, and the aftermarket magazines got a very bad reputation of not working, being no good, and a lot of people didn't realize that we make the OEM magazines for a lot of companies, and again, we bring that same quality to our aftermarket magazines, so we're not doing seconds, we're not doing lower quality magazines, we're keeping that same, as we say, the high quality Italian craftsmanship to our magazines, and if you look at our magazines compared to some others that others make, you'll be able to see the quality difference there.
And it's mec-gar.com if people want to take a look at that. David, I appreciate your time. It's an interesting company, and you make just an unbelievable number of different products. Very good. I learned something about magazines today. Well, that was a fun conversation, talking with David about magazines. Medgar, mec-gar.com. Yeah, when I ran into them at the SHOT Show, I had a really good conversation. It was like, wow. There's a whole lot more to this than I was aware of. And so we got to have those guys on the show. So there you go. You can never have too many magazines, right? And buying cheap, really cheap magazines is a bad idea. I've got a bunch of them. In fact, I just saw, I guess it's going on. I'll go ahead and I'll give out the information. I think it's still going on. Ed Brown makes really nice 1911s. Had a trade-in deal. You'd send him nasty old 1911 mags, and you could get some of his new mags for $10 a piece, up to four of them. Heck of a deal, because those are like $30 or $40 magazines. Wilson Combat has really good mags. Chip McCormick has really good mags. And Medgar does, turns out. And so there's some good ones out there, but I used to buy 1911 mags for like $7 a piece, and then I learned the hard way that a lot of those just don't work very well. So there you go. So I was thinking about this thing I was talking about earlier of working on your draw, your presentation, and your trigger press, all of which you can do at no cost because you can do that dry. Let me go over the regular rules here, if you will. No ammo in the room where you're doing this. All right, we've said that. You double-checked. You have triple-checked to make sure that the gun is empty. At the same time, when you're doing this, I'll tell you what I do. I'm not going to tell you what you should do. Here's what I do. I pick a place to aim the gun that if, in the highly unlikely event, because I've triple-checked the gun, in the highly unlikely event that it makes a really loud noise, it goes bang, I don't shoot anything that's going to be catastrophic or particularly expensive. So I'm not going to point it at that huge picture window, a big glass window, which would be very expensive and very inconvenient to fix. Or TV. A lot of TVs have been shot. How about just punching a hole in sheetrock, if I had to, or a bookcase where you got books that could stop a bullet. Is that being super paranoid if you already unloaded the gun? Of course it is. It's very paranoid. I just don't know if it's paranoid enough. Why not take that extra step? So what am I doing? I am working on my hand movements back to the gun, getting a good firing grip on the gun while it's in the holster, drawing the gun out, dropping my elbow because I carry 3 o'clock position, and then getting the finger on the trigger, safety's coming off if it's a gun with safety as it moves forward, so that when I reach full extension, safety is off, I can see the sights, and the trigger, I already have pressure on the trigger with my trigger finger, so that when I extend out and the sights hit the target, I press the trigger. There's an app you can get for your iPhone called PAR, P-A-R, and it's really cool. It's basically just a timer, kind of like a shot timer, but it basically sets off. You set it at 1 second or 1.5 or 3 seconds, whatever, and it goes beep. You draw, and then it goes beep again, and you see if you got to end your draw underneath the time. You don't want to be going super fast for this, but it's not a bad idea. You can put a 3 or even 4 second time on it. Just go nice and slow, and then as you smooth things out, you can change the time on it. Just using this timer on your phone. Works pretty well. Do this for a while and you realize you have 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 draws and reps. And you're getting a lot better at it. Honestly, there's probably not a competitive shooter who doesn't do this. The only reason they do it is because it works.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for Late Night Conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love Late Night Conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
with Jim's power is out, and he's running on generators. He's got a great big 22 kW generator, and that's great. We love it. But it's loud. It's right next to the studio. And so as a result, just a heads up, we're not going to do an after show this week just because it wouldn't be great to have that generator sound going the whole time. All right, let's go grab Paul. He's on line one in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Paul, talk to me about dry fire practice.
Hiya, Tom. Yeah, what I do is sort of an active dry fire. I've got these green gas guns that are, you know, Browning. I got a Browning High Power and a CZ-75 and a Smith & Wesson, the M&P.
Right.
And I've got a little range set up because you always talk about being able to put four rounds into a playing card. So I've got a little range that's about 21 feet, so I can go, you know, 21, 15, and down to 10 if I have to. And mm-hmm. the great thing about these things is they run off of that green gas instead of CO2, and they're about the same size and weight as your real gun and your real handgun, and you can also drop and reload magazines with about the same weight. It's pretty cool to have fun like that.
And are they shooting pellets?
Well, they're little plastic BBs.
Okay.
So, yeah. And they're, you know, really, really inexpensive, and the slide also is reciprocal, so you sort of get the whole effect without the recoil.
I just caught up. You're talking about airsoft.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's actually a brilliant idea. And a lot of these guns have the same kind of weight, and they'll actually fit in the same holsters as your real gun.
Yes, sir, and that's exactly what I do. I have one of each set up, holster ready to go. So whenever I want to decide I'm going to go back to my Browning, I just, you know, put it on and run a couple hundred rounds through it in the garage, and I'm set.
I'll be darned. Well, that's a great – thank you, Paul. I appreciate the call. What a great idea. And I love the idea of pellet guns also. They work. They're green gas guns, which is a phrase, frankly, I was not familiar with. I just looked it up, and that's – I'm thinking, oh, airsoft. I got that. Okay, that'll work. Anything you can do to get reps. If you're just doing dry firing and going click, that's fine. If you want to practice – just a little heads up. If you want to practice your mag switches doing reloads – get some dummy rounds and put them in your magazines, because a lot of times your magazines won't feed into the pistol as well. Now, double stacks usually work fine. Single stacks could be an issue, but if you have dummy rounds in your mag, then it's liable to feed in a little bit better. Another thing you can do, if you don't want to be dropping magazines on the floor, because good magazines are a little bit pricey, you can put some kind of a cushion underneath where you are, you know, a bunch of towels or pillows or whatever, so the magazines, when they drop, they hit those. You just kind of think it through. You can work with it. The main thing is to make some kind of commitment to say, I'm going to do this. What you're going to find is it's a lot of fun. And you put a really small dot, you know, as your aiming point, and it makes you concentrate and go hard on that front sight or hard on that dot and follow through after the gun goes click to make sure it stays on the target, hold that for another second after it goes click, and then you slowly, and you can practice your reholster also. And remember, you draw quickly, you reholster reluctantly. There's no need for speed reholstering, even when you're dry firing. You're building habits there. There you go. Hey, try that. See what you think. And next week, give me a call. Give us a range report on how your dry fire practice is going. In the meantime, don't be like Tom. Don't run out and buy a gun that you don't need, don't know what you're going to do with it. Oh, yeah, it's too late. You already did that, right? Because that's what we do. Have a great week out there. Be safe. We'll see you next time.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Saturday, President Trump setting a 48-hour deadline for Iran to fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz, or else the United States would, in his words, obliterate Iran's power facilities. In response, Iran warned the waterway would be completely closed immediately if the U.S. followed through on the threat. What happens next? Well, we may find out Monday. President Trump's decision to order federal immigration agents to U.S. airports to help with security, drawing concerns their presence might escalate tensions between a few air travelers and screeners. National Weather Service meteorologist Matthew Foster in Hawaii says the worst of that storm is over.
The good news is the water eventually just goes out to the ocean, and there's a quick time between, because we're just small islands, right? So it quickly goes downstream out to the ocean and recedes pretty quickly here. So the type of flooding we get in Hawaii is more of your flash flooding. It goes up really quick and goes down really quick.
That's the good news. The bad news is the damage in Hawaii could top $1 billion. Donna Warder reports on the day after the nationwide collapse of the grid in Cuba.
The streets of Havana, Cuba are coming back to life Sunday, a day after a nationwide collapse of the entire grid left millions of people without power for the third time this month. Cuba is facing an unprecedented energy crisis. Its aging grid has drastically eroded in recent years, but the government also blames the outages on a U.S. energy blockade. President Donald Trump warned in January of tariffs on any country that sells or provides oil to Cuba. He's demanding that Cuba release political prisoners and move toward political and economic liberalization in return for a lifting of sanctions. I'm Donna Warder.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
President Trump issuing an executive order barring college football playoffs and other postseason games from airing during the annual Army-Navy football game.
The president has directed the Commerce Secretary and the FCC chairman to coordinate the timing with the playoff committee, the NCAA, and media rights partners. The goal is to ensure an exclusive broadcasting window for the storied rivalry. It's traditionally played on the second Saturday in December. Bob Agner reporting.
One of the all-time greats isn't sure if he'll be back next year. Bill Self says he hasn't decided whether he will continue his Hall of Fame coaching career after the Kansas Jayhawks season ending with a heartbreaking loss to St. John's in the second round of the NCAA tourney. 63-year-old Self has won a couple of national championships and built a powerhouse in his 23 years, but he's also had some heart problems. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, the national mammal of the United States getting on in the America's 250th birthday celebration.
Three bison statues cast in bronze have taken up a permanent display outside the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington.
The statues made their public debut in the nation's capital this week. The bison earned its official status as the nation's mammal under a law signed by former President Obama in 2016. Millions of bison once roamed the Great Plains, but were nearly driven to extinction in the 1800s. The exhibit, Bison Standing Strong, will be open through May 2029. John Scott reporting.
A statue of Christopher Columbus placed on the grounds of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building adjacent to the White House. It is the latest effort by President Trump's administration to recognize the explorer. Statue is a replica of the one that was tossed into Baltimore's harbor 6 years ago. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
Called All About That Bass, and it's a catchy tune, and I kept hearing that lyric, All About That Bass, and for a while I didn't get it, but the bass is an instrument that stands upright, and it's a big, tall instrument, and it's kind of narrow on top, and it's big around the bottom, and so the lyric from All About That Bass is, yeah, it's pretty clear, ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do, because I got that boom boom that all the boys chase and all the right junk in all the right places. So wrote Meghan Trainor. So sang Meghan Trainor in her 2014 hit All About That Bass. Except now, fast forward 10 years or so, and it's no longer applicable because the self-same Meghan Trainor has lost a lot of weight due to her reliance on GLP-1 drugs. On top of that, oops, excuse me, that's a pun, she has also accessed breast augmentation surgery, so she's no longer shaped like a bass instrument. She's more like a figure eight, and she's lost a lot of weight. A lot of other celebrities, Oprah Winfrey, Adele, Amy Schumer debuted her noticeably thinner body. She's scarcely recognizable. And so there's a lot of that going on. And one particular standout is Lizzo. If you're not familiar with the pop scene, Lizzo is that big African-American gal who was, well, frankly, very, very overweight, but extremely athletic with her gyrations. And she was the poster girl for body positivity. Headline here, Lizzo wows with curvaceous physique and slinky dress after 60-pound weight loss. Now, no kidding around, she still is a big gal, but Lizzo displayed her dramatic weight loss in a slinky slip dress at the GQ Men of the Year event in Los Angeles last week. She has undergone a body transformation since focusing more on her health and wellness in the last 2 years. And that's good, because I thought that the whole thing about, you know, popularizing body positivity was providing role models, especially to young girls, that it was okay to be very, very overweight. And for some people, they're genetically predisposed to that. I get that. It's not your fault, you're fat, that whole thing. But on the other hand, popularizing the notion that it's okay to be very heavy from a health standpoint is not good. She says, and she's revealing kind of an interesting, thoughtful side. She says, I want to be very intentional about the words that come out of my mouth because there are young people who are watching me and they're experiencing what I'm putting into the world. So, on the one hand, she doesn't want to say that it's terrible to be a big gal, but on the other hand, she wants to say that it's important to shed extra pounds that could undermine her health. She says that she's lowered her body mass index by 10.5 points. So I imagine she may have gone from, I don't know, a 35 to maybe, I don't know, maybe a 40 to a 30. She's still overweight. 30 is considered overweight. But she's lost 16% of her body fat since 2023. So there's some statistics that are being compiled here about the pervasiveness of use of these GLP-1 drugs. And interestingly, there's a big disparity from state to state. Among the states where GLP-1 drug use is highest are states in the Appalachians, and in the South. West Virginia tops the list. 24% of the populace taking GLP-1 drugs, according to the latest statistics. Kentucky, 22%, Louisiana in the South, 20%, Oklahoma, 20%, Alabama, 19%, Mississippi, 19%. And on the other end of the spectrum, there are states where the use of these drugs is far lower. Colorado, 8%. Hawaii, just 5%. These are states where perhaps there's a lot more people who attempt to be physically fit and pursue exercise and lifestyle. California, only 9.5%. So big disparity in the use of these drugs. And there's a new initiative that I think is only going to spread this, and that is President Trump hammered out a deal with Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, the makers of Novo Nordisk makes Ozempic, Eli Lilly makes Mounjaro, to lower prices on hugely popular weight loss drugs for Medicare and Medicaid and for American patients who pay with their own money. So there's a move afoot to reduce prices because this stuff was extremely expensive, costing, you know, some patients are paying $800 or $1,000 a month for their injectable drugs. No longer. Officials said that within the next few months, Americans will be able to use their own money to buy Wegovy and Zepbound directly from manufacturers for an average of $350 a month. And they expected the average cost to fall to $245 over the next couple of years. And the lowest price, which will be available only for the lowest doses of the pill form of the drugs, less effective, less dramatic weight loss, $149 a month. So this is a realization by the makers of these drugs that it's actually a win-win, because even though it's going to cut their profits, it's going to ease access to these medications, and more people will be able to afford them and keep taking them. And so while it may seem like a triumph, President Trump jawboned these pharmaceutical companies to lower their prices, ultimately they saw it in their interest. I recently saw an interview with the CEO of Eli Lilly, makers of Mounjaro, and he admitted that about half of their net worth is based on weight loss drugs. Their net worth is nearing $1 trillion. It's well over $800 billion. And so these drugs, and there are going to be more and more of them. There may be a couple of dozen of them within the next few years, drugs that are even more effective, that tap into different areas of metabolism, a whole new generation of drugs that are amylin-based drugs, not GLP-1 alone, but combined with amylin, which is another hormone associated with appetite and satiety and metabolism. These drugs are going to confer even more dramatic benefits in terms of weight loss. So let's face it, this is going to be part of the landscape here. And, you know, it's going to dramatically increase healthcare costs. Even though with lowered prices, we're adding a tremendous amount of burden to our healthcare system, to Medicare and Medicaid, even with the lowered prices, because the healthcare budget of America, when these drugs become popularized, when nearly half the populace is taking them, that's going to send healthcare costs to the roof. At the very same time, we're talking about fixing Obamacare and reforming our healthcare system, we're headed for a cliff. And these drugs are going to be part of what adds to the escalating burden of healthcare costs. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition, Cogumin SLCP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. Cogumin SLPC is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier where it helps protect brain tissue. Magtine may support healthy cognitive function, learning, and memory. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255. And it is through that number that you can call us and you can record a question after being prompted. So let's hear one of those questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm calling on something on a fairly serious matter that you've discussed over the years. You've had a lot of experts on, and they've talked about the toxic load that we all carry and immune system support. So one of the groups that you've talked about having the worst probably toxic load would be the 9/11 people that worked down at Ground Zero, particularly the firefighters, who then went on to continue to be exposed to this natural exposure they get fighting fires. And a lot of them are carrying a really real heavy toxic load, and quite frankly, a lot of them are really getting sick now that after years go by. Is there any way you would consider having a show specifically to address the needs and the solutions? It's very confusing. How do you address the toxic load that these firefighters are carrying around with them, and how do you boost their immune systems to help them fight things off and, prevent getting seriously ill, which has happened to so many?
Okay, because that's an interesting question, because right around the time of 9/11, I'm a New Yorker, and I witnessed it. I was right in the midst of 9/11 and, saw the pall of smoke and debris all manner of junk that was released into the air, and predicted that there was going to be a long-term toll. And it turns out that actually more people have died from the aftermath of 9/11 than in the actual building collapse. And that's from inhaling dust and being exposed through their skin to a toxic brew of chemicals. And at the time, I actually wrote a proposal to a major hospital system to come up with a way to detoxify people. But for various reasons, for political reasons, I think, it never flew. But independent groups have attempted to address this right after 9/11. The Scientology group tried to get in on it using the Hubbard detoxification protocol, which is kind of a sweating out protocol, with steam and various ways to detoxify, and attempted to offer this as an option to especially firefighters, uniformed services, and responders who stood over the pile digging through debris, inhaling all manner of toxic junk. The main principles of what is called environmental medicine are, number one, avoid exposure. So reduce the bad stuff, but also enhance the detoxification pathways. You can do that through things like glutathione, through sweating, through promoting detoxification through the intestinal tract. Sometimes there are various things that you can take that absorb toxins within the GI tract. Cholestyramine is one of them. It's a medication. There is also intravenous treatments with chelation therapy to get rid of heavy metals. So it's an entire science. We can certainly do a program on that subject. I'll look for an expert. If you have an idea of who might appear to talk about it, I'd be happy to entertain your suggestion. 877-726-8255, our number for intelligence.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-716-1261. 800-716-1261.
800-716-1261. That's 800-716-1261.
If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega-3 oil that contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 303-365-3793. Thank you.
Elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. And there is a profession called medical ethicists, and these are people who are often trained in philosophy and simultaneously in medicine, and they kind of call balls and strikes in terms of what we should be doing in medicine, whether it is ethical, for example, to alter human genes to prevent diseases, to build in a gene that will make humans bulletproof to HIV, for example, or to Alzheimer's disease. There's even a proposal that we can use new CRISPR techniques to edit human genes to lower cholesterol. Is that a good idea? Well, medical ethicists weigh in on that. I'm actually going to write an article on that subject. But there's an interesting article that caught my attention for medical ethicists about harnessing a bioweapon to save the planet. All right? There is this thing called alpha-gal syndrome. It is transmitted by the bite of the Lone Star tick. It's really a weird condition. Its only effect is the creation of a severe but potentially dangerous red meat allergy. A red meat allergy. So medical ethicists, knowing this, wrote an article in some journal of medical ethics saying this: herein we argue that if eating meat is morally impermissible, okay, that's the initial false premise, is that in an effort to save the planet, we have to get people to eat less meat. Then efforts to prevent the spread of tick-borne alpha-gal syndrome are also morally impermissible. In other words, we should let it rip. We argue that tick-borne alpha-gal syndrome is a moral bioenhancer. That's a new word, a bioenhancer. If and when it motivates people to stop eating meat. Okay. Therefore, promoting tick-borne alpha-gal syndrome is, from an ethical standpoint, obligatory. It is presently feasible to genetically edit the disease-carrying capacity of ticks, and then we can have these ticks bite people, and we can make more and more people intolerant to meat, and hence save the planet. Thanks, guys, for your refined ethical thinking on this. However, there is a problem. Headline from last week: first death reported from meat allergy caused by a tick bite. So it turns out that a New Jersey man, a 47-year-old airline pilot, died after eating a hamburger. According to the researchers, the man started feeling sick 4 hours after consuming a hamburger at a barbecue in September of 2024. When he returned home, he was well enough to mow the lawn and read the paper, but shortly after 7:30 that day, in the evening, the man's son found him unconscious on the bathroom floor with vomit all around him. An autopsy ruled that his death was sudden and unexplained. But a clue was, people recollected that 2 weeks earlier, the man had become ill after eating a steak dinner on a camping trip with his wife and children. He had severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach pain, and told one of his sons that he thought he was going to die. But he ultimately recovered, decided not to consult a doctor. So this is kind of medical detective work, a forensic analysis. A guy at University of Virginia School of Medicine first learned of the man's death in February and said we ought to investigate further. So he connected with the man's wife and he arranged for blood testing. And there was actually blood banked from this guy. A blood sample in April indicated the man had experienced an allergic reaction. And so when they looked at the blood, they found that his level of alpha-gal antibodies was 2,000. According to the expert on alpha-gal, the highest level I've seen in practice of a person who survived is 100. So this guy had a whopping meat allergy. And It turns out that alpha-gal is found in the blood of cows, deer, goats, and pigs. And when the ticks feed on these mammals, the sugar gets into their saliva. Alpha-gal is a sugar and can be transmitted to humans through bites. And then humans develop antibodies to the alpha-gal. And that makes them sensitive or allergic to all things from mammalian meat. So you can eat chicken, you can eat fish, but when it comes to pork, lamb, even dairy from cows, beef, obviously, symptoms include nausea, stomach cramps, diarrhea, hives, or trouble breathing. And most people just have bad reactions. This is the first recorded death. There may have been others that were missing. But they say food allergy deaths are really rare. They usually happen to people that have underlying asthma or some other kind of medical condition. People with alpha-gal, it's an increasingly prevalent problem. And it's not caused by bites from the same tick that causes Lyme disease. It's caused by the Lone Star tick, which is bigger. You can see it. But due to climate change, they now see, you know, a northernward tracking of the Lone Star tick. And the allergy can affect anyone with an outdoor lifestyle where tick exposures are likely. So it's a challenge. 42% of doctors surveyed said they had never heard of alpha-gal syndrome. And 35% said they were not confident in their ability to detect or treat the illness. I had to look it up. You know, what kind of blood test do you use for determining a special blood test that you have to use to see if a person has an allergy to alpha-gal? So anyway, so thanks to these ethicists, we have a way of saving the planet by a widespread introduction of alpha-gal syndrome, and then nobody be able to eat meat anymore, and the ecosystem of the world would improve. But on the other hand, a lot of people would have serious allergic reactions, and now it's been documented the first death from alpha-gal. So, yeah, thank medical ethicists sometimes. What are they smoking? Folks, you've heard us talk about the powerful immune-supportive and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. It's actually important because as we age, our immune system weakens. This is called immunosenescence, and HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. Dr. Jeff Bland is deservedly recognized as the godfather of functional medicine. He's long been an inspiration to me in my career path, and I have the utmost confidence in the scientific bona fides of this product, HTB Rejuvenate, and recommend it unhesitatingly. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. They're really great. Kids love them. They're, you know, no sugar, and they deliver the benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat. To learn more, to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. And don't forget the great omega-3 fish oil. It is the best available in the marketplace. All right, this Adam, you know, are you a weekend warrior or do you train consistently through the week? I train consistently during the week, and I make time to do that. But some people just don't have the time. You know, they get the kids off to school, they have to get to work early, they commute. And so the weekends are their opportunity to train. So is that equivalent to training daily? A lot of people think you must train consistently every day to fully garner the benefits of exercise. Well, did a big study. Big study based on a very large database. And what they did is they looked at exercise training frequency and duration. Now, the caveat here is that instead of doing 5 days a week of 30 minutes, let's do the math, that's, you know, 5 times 30, that's 150 hours a week. What if you just do 75 minutes on Saturday and 75 minutes on Sunday? That's also 150 minutes. Well, what they found is that weekend warrior training was not inferior to high-frequency training for improving VO2 max, which is the main effect of training. And so there was also equivalent benefits in terms of skeletal muscle oxidative capacity. The matching these different protocols was actually showed that they were equivalent. So the caveat, though, is that you got to put in the work. You know, whether you do it 5 days a week or whether you do it 2 days a week, you still have to add up to the same cumulative amount of exercise. So for some people, it may be more convenient to have shorter bouts more frequently, and for other people, they may be able to take advantage of the weekend to have longer training sessions. So, yeah, reassuring words, reassuring results for weekend warriors. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Stress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of our phone calls that was recorded on that number.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I just was wondering what you thought of the long-term melatonin study, which came out from the American Heart Association.
Okay, so, yeah, we talked about this here on Intelligent Medicine, but there's still a lot of concern about a study that makes it seem that melatonin is bad for the heart. And properly speaking, that was not a study. It was what's called a poster presentation at the American Heart Association, but created a big splash because it's one of those kind of clickbaity studies, news you can use with implications for a lot of people who are taking supplements. And so the publicists who were covering that for the American Heart Association decided to issue press releases and uncritically a lot of newspapers and media picked up the story to suggest that melatonin is bad for the heart. So a poster presentation is something that's has a very low threshold. You don't need to submit it to a medical journal. It doesn't have to be critiqued. It doesn't have to be peer-reviewed. You just slap a poster up on a bulletin board, you know, maybe in the lobby where people are having coffee and donuts during the American Heart Association convention. And it was a data analysis that linked prescriptions for melatonin with the incidence of heart failure. Now, in the United States, the vast majority of people who take melatonin just take melatonin. They buy it out of the counter. But since this was largely based on data from the UK, where melatonin is not available over the counter, is, you know, it's kind of the opposite. It's prescribed. It probably means that patients with serious insomnia went to their NHS doctors, and the doctor said, yeah, well, maybe you can try melatonin, so I'll write a prescription. But it is well known that people who have serious insomnia also are more prone to heart problems. And it's a bidirectional thing. People who have heart problems have more difficulty sleeping, but also sleep deprivation increases the risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, and can actually damage the blood vessels in the heart, increase the risk for heart attacks and heart failure. So correlation is not causation, and therefore the mere fact that there was an association doesn't mean that the melatonin caused the problem. And when I look at studies like that, I always look for what's called biological plausibility. Does it make sense? And in fact, it's the opposite. According to research, melatonin actually may help to lower something called pro-BNP levels. That's a marker for heart failure. It's a blood test. It can show whether the heart's overworking and can improve the quality of life in patients with heart failure. So the actual studies on people with heart failure show that melatonin may be beneficial. So I tend to discount that study completely. It's not even a study. It's like put the Dr. Evil quotes around the word study, because it's not really a study. It's just a poster presentation. So there you have it. I don't think much of that. And it's certainly not going to deter me from taking melatonin or suggesting that patients take it. Folks, I'm a big proponent of CBD. And by the way, the CBD that I take their sleep gummies. It's CBD plus melatonin. I take that nightly. I'm a proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, of course, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. I think that CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products, the most significant of its kind, perhaps, of the decade. CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels, and rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants from the outside, Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. Low T, a big problem. You can address it with Ignite. So learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula. And so this, you know, we're talking about exercise, and some people say, you know, weekend warrior or, you know, daily exercise. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of exercise. Some people may say physical activity over the adult life course and risk of dementia. So big study. They looked at people in the Framingham Heart Study. They found that individuals with the highest levels of physical activity at midlife and late life, get this, had a 41% and 45% lower risk of all-cause dementia, respectively. So it's not too late to start in midlife or late life, because these findings suggest that timing efforts to promote physical activity during midlife or late life may be warranted, you think? Yeah, I think so, to help delay or prevent dementia. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More coming up here on our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Introducing the best ever offer from Dish TV. For $89.99 a month, you can have up to 190 of your favorite channels, plus your favorite streaming apps, all from one source. For the low price of about $3 a day. With Dish, you can record up to 16 channels at once and get 2,000 hours of recording space for as little as $3 a day. Dish has been providing the best television for over 45 years. And call now and we can even find you the best internet prices. And based off your location, you may be eligible for fiber or wireless internet for your home. And to take advantage of the best offer ever in Dish TV history, $89.99 a month with free equipment and free installation. So what are you waiting for? Call now.
800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. That's 800-706.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Hundreds of immigration officers being deployed to U.S. airports around the nation to help with security. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The expanded role for immigration officers comes as TSA screeners have worked more than a month without paychecks because of a budget impasse in Congress. In recent days, travelers have waited many hours in airport security lines. The president's decision is drawing concerns that the agent's presence may escalate tensions. Border Czar Tom Homan is leading the new airport security effort and says the plan is a work in progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran, an ally Hezbollah, stepping up pressure on Israel with intense attacks on the country's north and south regions. Israeli leaders Sunday visited the homes and sites of Iranian strikes near the country's main nuclear research center, where attacks shattered apartment buildings and injured scores of people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, if you want proof Iran endangers the entire world, the last 48 hours should have proven it.
In the last 48 hours, Iran targeted a civilian area. They're doing that as a mass murder weapon. Luckily, no one was killed, but that's due to luck, not their intention. Their intention is to murder civilians. Second, they fired on Jerusalem right next to the holy sites of the three monotheistic faiths, the Western Wall, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
And the Prime Minister says, meanwhile, that Israel and the United States continue to work together for the entire world. Prime Minister adds, it is time for the world to realize Iran means business, and the terrorists want to destroy the free world. He says America and Israel must continue to act and keep fighting. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Well, California Governor Gavin Newsom's claims about taxes in his state get fact-checked.
Governor Newsom, eyeing a potential 2028 presidential bid, claimed Florida and Texas are the, quote, real high-tax states, prompting a sharp rebuttal from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and fact-checkers who showed California's tax burden is higher. Critics argue Newsom's remarks are part of a broader effort to deflect from his record on persistent issues like homelessness, economic challenges, and population loss.
Governor DeSantis responded that California has the nation's highest sales, income, and gasoline taxes. Savannah Guthrie renewing pleas to friends and neighbors in Tucson, Arizona to try to remember in hopes of sparking new leads in the disappearance of her mother, Nancy, 84-year-old, was kidnapped, abducted, or otherwise taken against her will in February. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Political analysts say a statewide race in Virginia might be a warning sign for the Democrats. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Republican Andrew Rice won Virginia's 98th House District special election by a 25-point margin, significantly outperforming the district's previous GOP results and signaling potential trouble for Democrats ahead of a redistricting referendum. Some political analysts suggest the strong Republican turnout and drop in Democratic support suggest growing voter backlash against state Democrats' policies and redistricting plans.
Voting rights advocates in Alaska worried that a case set to be heard by the Supreme Court could end a longstanding practice there, accepting ballots after Election Day. Justices are set to hear arguments Monday in a case challenging Mississippi's grace period for ballots postmarked by Election Day. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bellum. We'll open with an acting patriarch and an offering of suspense. Then stick around for part three of the exciting five-part Yours Truly, John and Dollar storyline, The Meg's Palace Matter, with Virginia Gregg as Meg. Many of you might know the name Alan Hale. He was the skipper on the 1960 sitcom Gilligan's Island, but he was a junior. It's time now for his father. Alan Hale Sr. turned to film acting after his opera singing career didn't pan out, and specialized in sidekick roles beginning during the silent era. He was Little John alongside John Barrymore in the 1922 picture Robin Hood, then 16 years later played that role again in the sound version alongside Errol Flynn as Robin. In this upcoming radio broadcast, he'll be joined by Wally Mayer, Verna Felton, and Jerry Hausner. Joseph Kearns is the man in black, and it's from May 30th, 1946.
Roma Wines presents Suspense. Tonight, Roma Wines bring you Mr. Alan Hale as star of The Leading Citizen of Pratt County, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Roma Wines by William Spear.
I'm an old man now, and I'm afraid I'm not a very good old man. In fact, by every conceivable standard, I am a thoroughly bad old man. Not that such a thing is known or even suspected in Pratt County. To the contrary, here it is the universal and unshakable opinion that I combine the wisdom of Solomon with the virtues of the 12 apostles. But since I now have every reason to believe that I must shortly shuffle off this mortal coil, both honor and what I freely confess to be a perverted sense of humor impel me to expose this pleasant notion for the outrageous fraud that it is. And so it happens that I hereby leave to my heirs and assigns this true account of how I became the leading citizen of Pratt County. It was some 20 years ago that I first found myself driving through this part of the country with an associate of mine after the completion of a fairly successful operation on the West Coast, which necessitated our speedy trip east. We had been driving along the banks of a lovely stream across a grassy plateau known in some western states as a park, and we're heading toward a lush and fertile valley of farmland that could be seen some miles below. But for some unaccountable reason, the intervening area was the hottest, the dustiest, the most desolate and altogether poisonous strip of country it has ever been my misfortune to encounter. And right in the middle of this desert was a, I use the word loosely, a town. And it was right on the outskirts of this that my partner at last forced me to divulge certain unfortunate facts that were destined to alter the entire direction of my life.
Why, you crook. You dirty, lousy old crook.
No, Harry. How was I to know the horse would lose?
You knew that half the dough was mine, didn't you? You knew that much.
But I thought I was doing you a favor, Harry. I had the most positive assurances that that horse...
Our whole take lost. 6 months' work. Every dime we made on that oil stock racket. And now you tell me. Now, 1,000 miles from civilization in the middle of a dust bowl somewhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harry. I'm truly sorry. And I give you my solemn promise that such a thing will never happen again. Why, that
you
horse...
You bet your life it won't, because you and me are through. As of now. Through. Finished. Washed up.
Oh. Now, wait a minute, Harry. Let's not be hasty.
You heard me. Out.
Just a moment. By what right do you presume?
By this right.
Oh.
And here's your suitcase. And I wish you all the tough luck in the world. Goodbye.
Oh.
Gracious, what happened? Are you all right?
Oh, here.
Help me with him, Ma. Mm.
Yes, of course.
Help with him. Oh. Well, that poor feller's about all in.
We've got to take him inside. He ought to lay down for a spell.
Brush him off. Oh, here. Say, can you make him straight?
Well, yes. Yes. Thank you. You're very kind.
Oh, that's all right. It's a pleasure. Well, you're the first stranger to stop off here in Prattsville since about 1929.
You able to walk all right?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Well, my gracious, what in the world ever happened?
Oh, young scoundrel. Hitchhiker. Picked him up a few miles back, and the next thing I knew, he assaulted me, took my money, and made off with my car.
Well, what I declare. Come on into the house.
Well, yes, you see, it's not that I care about the money, and the car is heavily insured. Of course, it's the inconvenience. I suppose that I shall have to stay over somewhere until my, my agent can send me funds.
Now, don't you give it another thought. You can stay right here with us just as long as you have a mind to. You can have this very room, Sonny's room.
Well, Sonny will be coming home any day now, though, Ma, you know.
Then he can have the spare room. Sonny's our boy. He's up at State University, see? Here's his picture with the swimming team.
That's
captain
it.
Of it.
It's the captain.
And here he is with the lacrosse team.
Am deeply grateful for your hospitality, but I'm afraid the air here wouldn't agree with my constitution, heart, you know.
Now, don't you worry none about the air.
Oh, no.
Of course, it is a little hot and dusty this time of the year, but it won't hurt you none.
Other times of year, it's different, eh?
The rainy season. It gets real muddy there.
Yeah, well, I see how it would.
Well, there's a funny thing about this town, though. They do say that when it was first settled, it was one of the prettiest little places you could find in the whole state. Of course, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it must have been.
You come down through the park, didn't you? Well, of course you did. You notice that fine-looking river flowing alongside the road?
Well, sir,
that river used to flow right through the center of town.
That's right.
You can still see where it did. And then about 80, 90 years ago, there was a trembler or something way up in the mountains, and a big hole opened up in the ground, and that river just dropped plumb out of sight, right on the edge of the park.
Is that?
Yeah. She don't come out of the ground again now until clear down the valley. It's about 10 miles away. That's why it's so dry up here, you see.
Well, you don't say.
Yeah. A few years back, there was talk about the WPA closing up that hole so the river would run right through the town again. I tell you, folks here got pretty excited about it, even offered to put up half the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they raised it, too, they did.
They did, eh?
Yes.
They raised the money?
That's right.
Oh, there's folks around here got money all right when they got a mind to let loose of it.
Oh, I see. And would it be too much to ask... How much they raised?
Oh, come to pretty near $50,000, the town share of it.
Well.
But then some feller come up from Washington to look things over, and he said if we closed up the hole, it'd dry up the valley down below and ruin all the farmers down there. So then, of course, we just had to give up the whole idea.
Well, now, that is interesting. Most interesting, Mr.
Neff. Woodrow Neff.
Yeah.
Of course, this is Mrs. Neff here.
Yeah.
A great pleasure, Mr. Neff. Mrs. Neff.
Thank you.
My name is Witherspoon. Alonzo P. Witherspoon. Professor Witherspoon.
A professor? My, wait till Sonny hears. We got a real professor in the house.
Yes.
As I say, Mr. Neff, this is most interesting, particularly interesting to me, as it happens that I am a professor of geology, and in that capacity I serve as technical advisor to Senator Cotton of the Committee of National Parks and Monuments and Subterranean Waterways. You've heard of Senator Cotton, of course.
Oh, why, sure. Well, say, maybe you've already heard of this river of ours, Green River, it's called.
Precisely what I was coming to, Mr. Neff. As you were speaking, I began to remember the discussions we had had in committee. It was some years ago, wasn't it?
1936, wasn't it, Pa?
Summer of 36 was when the feller come out here.
Exactly. And I remember telling Senator Cotton at the time that we must look into the whole project again. When the sedimentary substrata had been given time to settle. Oh. Then, of course, it was forgotten in the press of other matters. You know how those things are in Washington.
Well, I declare.
And now, by the merest chance, I am given the perfect opportunity of examining Green River for myself. Oh, it's an ill wind that blows nobody good, eh, Mr. Neff?
Well, say, now you will have to stay with us a while.
Yes, Mr. Neff. I think I must. I really think I must.
We're right in the middle of an episode of Suspense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
For Suspense, Roma Wines are bringing you as star Alan Hale in The Leading Citizen of Pratt County, a radio play by Robert Richards. Roma Wines' presentation tonight in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
And thus in Bonnie Prattville, I became a professor of astrology, geology, and advisor to a senator whom I had never met, and the Senate committee of which I was not even sure existing. Of course, at first I had no way of knowing whether this pitch, as we call it in the trade, was merely good for the cashing of a modest check on one of my many non-existent accounts, or whether it could be run up into something really big. But as a firm believer in aiming always at the maximum objective, I made my plans accordingly. And that night, with the aid of certain gadgets I never permit myself to be without, I wrote myself a couple of checks on the Federal Treasury, contrived some quite impressive-looking business cards, and was ready to go to work. And then, Sonny arrived.
That's right, Sonny. Professor Alonzo P. Witherspoon. And he's staying right here with us. Come on now, I'll introduce you to him.
A professor from Washington? Wow.
Oh. I knew at a glance that Sonny would be troublesome. He was a student at the State University, and his education had progressed just sufficiently to fill him with a lot of bright ideas, but not enough to acquaint him with the worldly advantages of a good, sound, dishonest proposition. In other words, Sonny was smart and could not be had.
Gee, Professor, Pop tells me maybe you're going to put old Prattsville on the map.
Possibly, possibly. Certainly worth trying, eh, my boy?
You bet. You know, I've been thinking along those very same lines myself lately.
Mm-hmm.
After all, what's Colorado Springs got, or Tucson, Arizona, or any of those places that we haven't got right here in Prattsville? We got the altitude, the sunshine. All we need is water, and they can do terrific things with irrigation nowadays.
Precisely, my boy. Precisely what I've always told Senator Cotton.
And you really know Senator Cotton? I mean, that well?
Oh, yes, intimately. I might say that we're very close.
Gee, I was reading something about him just the other day. But say, you're really sure something can be done without drying up the valley? It'd be terrible for those farmers down there if their water was cut off.
Sonny's got a girl down there. That's the reason he's so worried. I guess the professor knows his business a little better than we do, Sonny.
Oh, sure, I know. Say, you must know Dr. Hawks up at State U. He's a geologist, too.
Ah, Hawks? Let me see.
You must know him. John Lyman Hawks.
Oh, of course, John Lyman Hawks. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'll bet he'll be excited when he knows you're here. He's supposed to be quite an authority on this part of the country, you know.
Yes, yes, but I wouldn't trouble Dr. Hawks about this just yet. Not until we're a little more sure of our ground.
Well, sure, of course.
Oh, now, Sonny. Professor hasn't got all day to stand around here talking to you. He's got to go down to the bank and see Henry Wink.
Oh, sure, but... Gee, I sure want to talk to you some more about all this, Professor. This thing can be terrific.
Oh, it will be terrific, all right, my boy. You don't know the half of it. You can see what I mean about Sonny. Now, Henry Wank, on the other hand, was quite another proposition. He was and still is the town's mayor, only banker, and chief real estate owner. And the answer to a confidence man's prayer... Because he was always so busy thinking what a smart crook he was that it never occurred to him that he might be dealing with someone who was even smarter and crookeder. Mr. Wink had larceny in his heart, and I knew we were going to do business.
Well, what's your proposition?
Well, it's always refreshing to meet a man with whom one can get right down to business.
All right, let's get down to it.
Very well. You know, of course, Mr. Wink, that if this Green River project goes through, and if we do run the river through town, real estate values here will skyrocket. And when they do, somebody is going to make an awful lot of money.
Yeah, meaning mostly me, that's right. Well, what about it?
Well, now let me ask you something. About these farmers in the valley, if their water were cut off, if they were, inconvenienced...
They'd be more than inconvenienced. They'd be finished, and you know it.
Yes. But how much would you be concerned, financially, I mean?
Well, I'd be sorry to see it happen. But financially, it wouldn't worry me a bit.
I see.
The courier quoted you as saying that wouldn't happen, that we could have our river and the farmers would get their water just the same.
You know how inaccurate the newspapers are, Mr. Wink.
No, then it would happen.
Mr. Wink, have you ever stopped to consider how much you personally would make if this did go through?
Well, I'd say it could run up to $3 or $4 million in time.
Well, you can sometimes get things done in Washington.
I knew you had a proposition.
You realize, of course, Mr. Wink, that I'm an essential factor in this whole thing. You just can't send anybody to Washington on a thing like this. You have to have someone who is in on the inside, who enjoys the complete confidence of the right people.
I know all about that. I just want to know how you get yours.
By the very simple expedient of becoming your partner, Mr. Wenk, in a small way.
Yeah. How small?
Well, I have here a government check for $2,500. I suggest we form a little syndicate. I think this check should entitle me to a modest share of, say, 5%.
Then you figure the whole thing can be swung for $50,000.
Approximately. Can you raise the money?
Well, it's a lot, but I can get it. We'd better put this in writing.
Oh, now, really, Mr. Wenk. One hardly puts things of this nature in writing.
Then how do I know you'll come through with your end?
Well, you have my check. I'll endorse it to you. You hold it. Any investigation of how a man in my position happened to be giving you $2,500 would be seriously embarrassing for me.
Yes, it sure would at that.
One more thing, Mr. Wenk. You understand that all of this must be kept in the strictest confidence, and all transactions will have to be in cash.
Don't you worry about what I understand. I wasn't born yesterday, neither.
The technique is scarcely new, but almost invariably successful. The victim is made to feel that he is the chief conspirator, and his own dishonesty and greed accomplishes the rest. So with Henry Wenk. Next afternoon, for the sake of appearances, Mr. Wenk and I headed a small group to look over once again the crucial spot where Green River dips into the earth to begin its subterranean wanderings. And once again, I clambered down over the mass of rocks to a little ledge some 20 feet above the water.
Now, look down there, Professor. You see, it falls into that big pool down there, and then it just disappears.
Ah, yes, yes. Excellent possibilities. Excellent.
There, you see, gentlemen? The professor figures to begin the concrete work just about here.
The trap was baited, set, and ready to be sprung. All seemed for the best in this best of all possible worlds. Well, good evening, sonny lad.
Huh? Hello, Professor.
What's the matter, my boy? You have a spat with that young lady of yours?
No, nothing's the matter. Well, how are things?
Well, things are definitely progressing. And that reminds me, I shall be leaving you soon, within the next day or so.
What? You leaving, Professor?
Oh, just for a short time. Have to get things started in Washington, you know. Have a talk with Senator Cotton and so on.
Well, but you will be coming back.
Oh, by all means.
Say, Professor Witherspoon.
Yes, my boy?
Well, look, I'm going down to see Jane Osterman and her mother for a little while this evening. Seeing you may not have another chance to meet them for a while, why don't you come along?
Well,
Jane's his girl. But the professor don't want to go traipsing way down in the valley tonight, sonny.
Well, why not? He's never even seen the valley. I think before he goes to Washington, he ought to see it.
I didn't want to go, of course. But every instinct told me that there was something in the wind and that I should. Contrary to my expectation, however, the evening was a quiet one, and indeed a most pleasant surprise. Jane Osterman turned out to be a very charming little thing, and her mother was a most attractive and, in fact, an altogether stunning woman. And it was with genuine regret that I found myself at last standing on their veranda under a brilliant moon saying goodbye.
It's been grand, Professor. I do hope you'll drop in on us again before you come back.
My dear lady, wild horses couldn't keep me away.
Oh, that's a promise, then. Good night.
Good night, my dear.
Well, what do you think of them, Professor?
They're charming people, my boy. Charming people.
And isn't Mrs. Osterman nice?
Nice is hardly the word. In fact, I'm quite smitten.
Yeah. It'd be terrible if anything was to happen to people like that. I mean, this whole valley, they're all like that. I mean, if anything was to happen to hurt them...
Why, Sonny, what have you got on your mind?
Oh, heck, I have something on my mind, Professor, and I just thought if you could see these people, like the Ostermans, you'd understand better how I feel.
All right, my boy, out with it. What is it?
Well, I just remember today what it was I saw about Senator Cotton.
Senator Cotton?
Yeah, in Time magazine. He's just been indicted for graft.
He's been indicted... Senator Cotton? Indicted?
Yeah, some sort of land grab scandal.
Why, I can't believe it. There must be some mistake.
No, it's true, all right.
So that's it. Oh, but surely, my boy, you don't think that that I'm involved in anything like that?
Oh, no, of course I don't. I couldn't, but... Well, don't you see? I thought he might be fooling you somewhere.
I see.
If there was something wrong, if something did happen to all these people in the valley, well, it'd be terrible.
Yes, well, I'd better get off a telegram to Washington right away.
Oh, look, Professor, I've got a telegram here in my pocket.
You have?
To Dr. Hawks up at the university. I want him to come down here.
Oh.
Oh, it's not that I don't trust you, but, well, two heads are always better than one. And if he says it's all right, then I'll know.
Yeah, but you haven't sent this telegram yet.
Well, I was going to, but, well, I didn't think it'd be fair without telling you. Well, you do understand, don't you?
Of course, my boy.
Boy, is that a weight off my mind?
But I think I have even a better idea. Look, why don't you and I, first thing tomorrow, get in the car and drive up to the university and bring Dr. Hawks back with us? That way we could explain the whole situation to him.
Gee, that is an idea. If you ask him, he'd be sure to come. Ah, gee, Professor, you're sure a wonderful guy.
And you won't even have to bother with that telegram. We'll just tear it up. I had grown quite fond of Sonny, but when it's a matter of $50,000, particularly to one of my advancing years, sentiment must yield to necessity. And so, when Sonny and I started out in the family car next morning, I had my plans prepared. I also had the $50,000 in cash.
We ought to be there sometime this afternoon. It's only about 300 miles.
Splendid, splendid. Well, look here. We're right about to go past the place where Green River goes underground, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Well, why don't we stop a moment? You know, there's a couple of things that you really ought to see for yourself before we talk to Dr. Hawks. That's John Lyman Hawks, that is.
Well, all right.
I may be able to prove to you right here on this spot that the old professor's ideas aren't quite so wild-eyed as you may suppose.
Ah, Professor, you know I don't think that.
Oh, just joking, my boy, just joking. Come along. Now, careful climbing down over those rocks. They're a bit treacherous, you know.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
Well, there we are. Now, come out to this little ledge. You see, plenty of water here. Perhaps, perhaps we wouldn't need to divert at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice the formation of this rock. Typical of the Neo-Pleistocene period and a marked tendency to form vast caverns with underground springs.
Oh, you mean you've got some idea about there being caves under there?
Well, yes, that is in a way. That's exactly it. Just step a little closer to the edge. Shine your flashlight down there. I wouldn't be surprised if you could see the beginnings of some quite extensive carnivorous formations even here.
Yeah, I see. Gee, maybe if there wasn't so much water, people could even go down there and explore.
The rock was quite slippery. And he was very near the edge when I slipped against him. I saw his flashlight bobbing for a moment in the dark pool below, and then the current swept it on, and it was gone. It was with a heavy heart and all possible speed that I headed for the Mexican border. I was on the main highway, booming along and just coming out into the valley, when I saw the thing that spelled my doom. For there, dead ahead, were two police cars and a group of men standing in the middle of the road. And most prominent among them, dripping wet and wildly waving his arms, was Sonny.
Yes, sir. Are you Professor Witherspoon?
Well, yes.
We got a young fellow here who'd like to talk to
you. Well, I haven't any time now to talk.
Way
I mean,
after
that's...
what you said about the cave.
What cave?
When
what
I slipped and
charges
fell in. Gee, I was scared for a minute.
But when I... Yes.
You must have known it all the time, didn't you?
Known? Known what?
About the caves. And boy, what caves.
Yeah.
You know, I'm quite a swimmer, and I had my flashlight, and I just went along with the current all the way down and came out the other end here. And what I saw, boy, were you ever right.
Was
Talk
I?
About your mammoth cave of Kentucky. Yeah. Why, Well, gosh, once we've diverted some of the river out of there, boats could go all the way down.
Well, that's what I was telling you before.
With Henry Wade's money, we could put in lights and everything.
Big
lights, people would come from all over the country.
Of course.
Honestly, they're one of the seven wonders of the world.
Well, we might
they're
find
terrific.
Another one.
Yep. Well, gee whiz, aren't you excited?
Excited? My boy, I think I'm going to faint. And so, if you have ever been in this part of the country, you will surely have heard of the marvelous underground River of Pratt, a source of endless delight to tourists and a very substantial revenue to our citizens and our famous falls, Pratt Falls. And now Prattsville not only enjoys the wonders of irrigation, but of innumerable hot dog stands, motels, gambling casinos, and all the other adjuncts of those noisome communities known as resorts. As for myself, I am the general manager of the caverns at a very handsome stipend and have been living for many years in solid and respectable domesticity with the former widow Osterman. What I have done is really nothing. Really nothing. It's no more than any public-spirited man would have done, but I must confess that, call it vanity, if you will, it is a source of enormous and constant enjoyment to me whenever I am proudly pointed out to the admiring newcomers as the leading citizen of Pratt County.
Suspense. Presented by Roma Wines, R-O-M-A. Made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
Friends, this is Alan Hale. Well, it's been a real pleasure to appear on Suspense, a longtime favorite of mine. Thank you.
Alan Hale appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of Night and Day. Produced by William Spear for the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California.
Originally broadcast on May 30th, 1946, with Alan Hale Sr. joined in the cast by some top radio performers, Verna Felton, Wally Mayer, Jerry Hausner, and Joseph Kearns. His look-alike son and namesake, Alan Hale Jr., is best remembered for the role of the skipper on Gilligan's Island. I'm Greg Bell, and moving on, because up next on When Radio Was, we continue our latest five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, part three of the Meg's Palace Matter, right after this break.
With his faithful valet Cato, Brett Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
From the shadows comes a legend. 20 pulse-pounding radio adventures roar back to life in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Green Hornet, Boomerang.
The great car rode into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Jack McCarthy stars as Britt Reed, daring young publisher by day, masked avenger of crime by night.
He's the only one who gives us a bridge between the gamblers the police suspect and the group of people we suspect.
Well, yes, I see.
He's the bridge we're going to cross first. And Cato, if it'll help us find the truth, we're going to cross him good.
The Green Hornet, Boomerang, delivers rare broadcasts unheard since 1949. Original episodes, original danger, restored for today's listeners.
Get your hands up. Get them up before I drill you now, like I'm going to drill that other fool over there in the closet.
Medical. Tom was over there in the closet.
Yeah, where I pulled him after I crashed his head with this gun.
For a limited time, you can get the Green Hornet Boomerang collection for half the regular price. Pay just $19.98 for thrill-a-minute episodes of suspense, speed, and street-level justice. Order now at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Use offer code HORNET77 to save 50%.
He hunts the biggest of all game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Don't miss the Green Hornet Boomerang. Visit radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 today and use offer code HORNET77 to get 50% off.
What the story this is going to make?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Here's a stat. In the last 5 years, Visa has spent upwards of $12 billion towards fraud prevention. That's billion with a B. Carl Rutstein is from Visa, and we asked him how to best prevent fraud when you're shopping online.
Use your credit or debit card. Visa spends billions of dollars protecting the ecosystem.
and you often have zero liability. So if you have an option to use your Visa credit or your Visa debit card, that is always the best option to protect you from liability. Now, in addition to that, just be wary of offers that seem too good to be true. When shopping online, it's easy to say, but if you hadn't heard of the retailer, be a little suspect. Never click on links via email or SMS, text messages. You know, be mindful of what you share on social media. So be vigilant.
Get cyber safe. Visa.com/protect has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and part three of the Meg's Palace Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Mr. Dollar? Mr.
Dollar? Oh, listen, it's after midnight, and I don't feel
this
so good.
This is Tim Beasley. I want to talk to you.
Oh, the also-very uncooperative mayor, chief of police, and general do-nothing in this town.
Now, just a minute.
Now, you just a minute. I asked you for help this afternoon in finding out who's threatening to put Meg McCarthy and her restaurant out of business.
Dollar.
What do I get? A snide warning from you that the people of Cod Harbor don't want outsiders messing in their affairs. Well, I don't believe it.
If you'll only listen to me, I want to help
Then why weren't you here a little while ago when somebody slugged me?
I was.
What?
Who do you think picked you up in that alley and put you to bed at Meg's place?
You?
You want to come over here and talk to me now? I know it's late.
Okay, Beasley. If my head stops spinning long enough, I'll be right over.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location, Cod Harbor, Massachusetts. To the Intercoastal Maritime and Life Insurance Company, Boston. Assignment, the Meg's Palace matter. Expense account continued. Expense account? Well, so far here in Cod Harbor, there's been little need for it. Meg McCarthy had given me a small room above a restaurant and provided all the food I could eat. My own 2 feet were the only means of transportation. The only shops were along the waterfront, but they were suppliers to the boats tied up at the various docks. And a motley lot of boats they were. Some were big schooners dating back to the last century and still carrying sail. There were power boats of all shapes and sorts and sizes, from 18-footers with one-lung gasoline engines to big 60- and 70-foot diesel jobs. Trouble of the sort I'd come to investigate seemed out of place in this otherwise peaceful little village.
Well, come in, Mr. Dollar.
So, you've suffered a change of heart, huh, Beasley? And you've decided to go up.
Yeah, that's about the best way to put it, I guess. Gee, it's
now,
this
wait,
way.
Wait. Before we go any further, what was this bit about picking me up after I got socked on the head a while ago?
Listen, Mr. Dollar, after you left here this afternoon, I got to thinking. Maybe I was wrong in giving you the back of my hand, and maybe you was right in walking out mad like you did.
Well, how would you feel? The insurance company back in Hartford gets word from Meg McCarthy that somebody's threatening to burn up that joint on the waterfront she calls a restaurant. It's insured for $15,000, and she's insured for $25,000.
I know. Well, you see, it's this way...
And when I get here, I learn that somebody has already tried a couple of times to set fire to the place. All right. I learned a long time ago that in a case like this, it's smart to enlist the help of the local authorities. Here in Cod Harbor, those authorities all seem to boil down to you. Why, I will never know.
Yeah, like I told you. But now, listen...
And what do I get from you? The cold shoulder, the back of your hand, as you put it.
I got to explain to you, Mr. Dollar.
Well, then go ahead and explain. And believe me, brother, it better be good.
Well, there probably ain't another village like this in the whole country, see? Technically, we're supposed to be part of Barnesboro, a few miles inland. But we've always left them alone, and they've always left us alone. Any trouble happens, we settle it amongst ourselves. And because we're such a small place, it's get along with everybody or get out, see? So we just don't have no trouble. Not of any account, that is. Unless it's somebody comes in from outside and makes it for us. You understand, Mr. Dollar?
Are you forgetting it was one of your own townspeople who asked me to come here and for her own protection?
That's what I got to thinking about after you left. So I decided maybe I better talk to you. And, well, that's how I happened to go over to Meg's place tonight.
Was that you I saw in the shadows out by the front door?
Yes, sir. I was waiting for Captain Billy Morgan and his crew to finish cleaning up the place for Meg. And I was going to go in and talk to you. And that's the truth, Mr. Dollar.
Come on.
Well, I just got there when I heard a noise out at the side of the cafe like a fight. Of course, it was dark.
There was no fight. Somebody came out the side door from behind me and knocked me on the head.
Yeah. So I took you up and put you on your bed and gave you time to get your senses back and then telephone to you.
Uh-huh. You sure it was you out at the front of the cafe?
Oh, no, Mr. Dolly. You trying to implicate maybe it was me that give you a belaying pin over the head?
Was that what hit me, Beasley? A belaying pin?
Well, something hit you and I just...
Okay, I'll take your word it wasn't you, for the time being.
I swear, Mr. Dollar, by all...
All right, then, listen.
Yeah?
I heard that side door open just before I started seeing stars.
Huh? Yeah?
That means whoever struck me must have come from inside the cafe.
Say?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The only people inside were Captain Morgan and the crew of his fishing boat.
You sure?
I'm sure, because I was in there myself just a minute before. Just Billy Morgan and his three men.
Where was Meg?
She'd gone up to bed. I just stepped outside for a breath of air.
Ole?
Huh?
Ole Jensen, first mate.
Yeah, I heard Captain Billy call one of them Ole. Last name's Jensen, huh?
And then there's Charlie. Charlie Button's a deckhand, and Montgomery the engineer.
Well?
No, not one of them could have done it.
Isn't that like saying I didn't get hit? One of them must have done it.
No, sir, Mr. Dollar, it just couldn't make any sense.
Why, tell me this. Are any of them related to the guys who run the other cafes along the wharf?
No.
But you are, aren't you, Beasley?
Huh?
To Clem Harris at the Silver Plate, or is it the Greasy Plate? Anyway, he's your cousin, isn't he?
I told you that. But if you think he had anything...
Right now, I don't know what I think. Well, let me tell you this. If you have suffered this big change of heart, it's about time you started proving it.
I'll do anything you say, Mr. Dahl.
All right. Meg seems to think the threats and attempts to burn down her place came from her competitors.
Well, I know she does, but she...
Now, in a couple of hours, I'm taking off at the fishing banks with Captain Morgan and his crew. Maybe I'll be able to spot which of his men laid me out in the alley, if it was one of them. Meantime, you see if you can dig up anything that would put a finger at the other cafe owners. That means Ernie at the manor house, Tony who runs Irving's Chop Suey Joint, and your cousin, Clem Harris.
Okay, Mr. Dollar. I'll do it.
Hey, by the way, did you ever check their handwriting against the letters Meg received?
Well, no, I never quite got around to it.
I don't think you ever got around to doing anything.
But it's such an easy job.
Well, do it. Get the letters from Meg and check them.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to get a couple hours sleep before we take off on the Lily Ann.
Yes, sir.
The big lazy slob. The first time I met him, he'd actually boasted about his soft job. About how nicely he could live in the town without having to lift a finger. Oh, sure, the sudden change of heart may have been genuine, but I wouldn't have bet on it. And I still had no proof it wasn't he who slugged me. And one of Meg's rival eateries was run by his cousin. But then everything indicated that whoever struck me had come from inside her own cafe. So I decided it was more important than ever that I go on the next day's fishing trip. Back in my room on the second floor of Meg's palace, I fell asleep the minute my head hit the pillow.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Back in my room on the second floor of Mink's Palace, I fell asleep the minute my head hit the pillow. And I could have sworn it was only a second later that...
Who is it? What is it?
Time to get up and out. What do you think it is? You're going out with the boys. Just get them lazy bones of yours up out of that bed.
Oh, but it's still pitch dark.
Are you decent? Well, whether you are or whether you ain't, it's time you was up. Here's the light for you.
Turn this thing off.
Now,
man.
Here's some coffee. Take a saucer or two. It'll choke you. It's that strong, but it'll wait. Johnny boy, what happened to you?
Oh, just what it looks like.
But your head...
Somebody just got real friendly with a belaying pin right after you went to bed.
They come up here... And attacked, did you?
No, it was outside. Up at the side
door. You'll kill whoever done that to you, Johnny boy. So help me, I'll find out who done that. I'm sure you want to get up and go out to the banks. Maybe you...
No, I'll be all right. And I think it's pretty important I go out with Captain Billy and his boys. Because I have a sneaking suspicion one of them may have done this.
Why, them dirty, conniving... Oh, no, Johnny, you must be wrong.
Oh?
Why, don't you know, darling, that's the finest crew of men in all of Cod Harbor.
I'm not so sure.
But then you mean you think one of them could also be behind trying to burn me down? And maybe me with it?
You can be mighty sure I'm going to try to find out.
Oh, Johnny boy, I pray that you're thinking wrong. Anyhow, if you're going with them, well, up and out with you. By the time you're in your clothes, I'll have some grits on the table for you. Eggs and pork chops and donuts and jam and cupcakes.
I met the crew with Lily Ann at that breakfast. Breakfast? Considering the amount of food set before them and the way they piled into it, you'd think those four men hadn't eaten for a month. And I must confess, there was nothing about them that looked like cause for suspicion. First was Charlie, a tall, brown-eyed, husky young fellow, alert and pleasant, with a sense of humor, and he was obviously liked by the others.
I don't know, Mr. Dollar. I think you just got to dreaming about some nice, pretty gal, and when you reached out and tried to grab her, you fell out of bed, and that's the way you got banged up, huh?
Montgomery, a bit older, the man who was responsible for the engines on the boat. Gray-haired, lean, wiry, with gnarled fingers that looked clumsy and somehow never made a clumsy move. Whose blue eyes looked straight at you when he spoke.
Don't you believe it? You can blow me down, Mr. Dollar, if that ain't the most dastardly thing I ever heard of here in Cod Harbor. Now, you best stick close dust at your friends whilst you're here. Aye, sir. Friends are made, McCarthy. Be friends of us.
Then Ollie Jensen, first mate, the oldest member of the crew. Quiet, calm, and efficient. The soft-spoken one.
It's not for me to inquire why you're here. That business you're about, Mr. Dollar, and I don't. But I'm certain it's for the good. And any help that we can give you, you're welcome, sir.
And I take the dividend with all this chitter and chatter when there's fish at sea for you to catch, you lazy lunkers. Get up from that table and get to work. By the time the sun's up, the fish and I'll be on your rig.
Within a few minutes, we cast off and the Lily Ann put to sea. Slowly, the lights of the little village disappeared aft. The moon had gone down, and our only company out in the dark water was the twinkling stars and the occasional running lights from the other boats sitting out to the fishing banks. Captain Billy Morgan stood at the wheel. Montgomery sat athwart the engine cover and occasionally made some slight adjustment or indicated a change of throttle to the captain. Young Charlie and Ole made ready the two small boats and trot lines. For today, we'd go for codfish in the deep that lay along the edge of Taylor Banks. I stood alone up in the bows, looking over the curling wash as it scattered the myriad microscopic beings and gave a soft phosphorescent glow to the water gliding past. And I wondered. I wondered why there had to be trouble in this world, where honest labor by honest men could do so much more. Honest men? No, not even among this crew. One of them had to be the man who'd attack me. Was probably the one who had threatened to burn Meg McCarthy out of business. So, I better have at it. I'd better get back aft, talk with them, watch their every move, try somehow to trap one of them into saying something that would give them away. Or maybe, who knows, give all of them away. And above all, watch my step. There was a long way back to shore. The darkness and the sound of the engines could all too easily cover up an untoward act by one of them. It did. Before I could lift my head, a powerful pair of arms had picked me up bodily and dropped me overside. In the brief moment that I remember, I felt the strong tug from the big propellers as the water closed over me. Then a terrible blow against my side. Then nothing.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the motives for arson and murder begin to take definite shape in the form of a confession. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
The third installment of the Meg's Palace matter from September of 1956 will present part four at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Alan Hale Sr. in an episode of Suspense. And I mentioned his son and namesake is best known for playing the Skipper on Gilligan's Island. Well, that father and son actually played the same character in a couple of movies separated by 40 years. I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
It's now or never.
Revel in decade of hits, the 60s. A collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Why Breaking Up is Hard to Do with Neil Sedaka, or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember, promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I mentioned that the father-son acting duo of Alan Hale Sr. and Jr. played the same character, Porthos the Musketeer, in movies 40 years apart. Sr. in the 1939 film The Man in the Iron Mask, and Jr. in the 1979 motion picture The Fifth Musketeer. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.